world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy,
here's this.
The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Monsters 2019.
You wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest talk show in the morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. And your way to call the show, text the show, email the show, all pretty easy. You can find everything by going to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. When you text us, it's 77031. I've been texting people back already this morning. I appreciate that. And, you sometimes we'll text you back. Sometimes we'll just use it on the air. But we get that from Sutherland Nissan, which is OrlandoNissan.com. They're the sponsor. And email me, Russ at WTKS.com. I check my email throughout the morning. So if you got something you need to ask me, something you want us to talk about on the air, then we'd love to hear it. What's up? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. Over there is the Angel Rivera.
Come on, local.
I'm a boomer. To the right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Good time, never stop, baby.
And the heir to the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes.
Yay!
So it's a Wednesday.
Angel! Having fun back then.
This stuff is firing off all by itself. I'm not even on that screen.
That's a ghost, man.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's a ghost.
That means somebody else is logged in somewhere.
Yeah. Oh.
Weird.
That is weird. We're being hacked, everybody.
Yeah. So it's Wednesday. Looking forward to this weekend. I was looking at the weekend, man. I'm going to be in MegaCon like all weekend. It starts on Thursday. Did you guys know that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Those are the bigger ones usually do have. So you're going to be there Thursday?
Yeah, I'm going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, you didn't know about Thursday.
So Friday morning is going to be awesome.
I didn't know about Thursday. I found that out yesterday. But we'll be out there all weekend.
That means you got to change your setup day too, right? Because you thought you were setting up.
Jeff Kaufman's setting up today. He's going out there to set up today. So,
okay.
Yeah, actually, he's probably going there early this morning.
Is he doing Nerdy News still?
Yeah. He'll be here. Yeah, he'll be here. So, we'll find out. And he called me yesterday, and finally, I mean, this is how something with the comic book world or whatever, everybody's always waiting on the artist,
I could imagine, yeah.
So, finally got all the pages in.
Plenty of time. I mean,
well, plenty of time. And so
tell me he left the coffee cup in somewhere in one of the frames.
Oh no,
no.
Is Jolly Jane holding a triple R cup?
No, she's holding something else, Carlos.
Ooh, really?
I get. Jeff said, "Man, he goes, we need to run this these pages past Carlos." And I'm like, "Why?" He goes, "Well, the sex scenes." Like he said, the guy got really graphic.
Oh yeah.
And I said, "Really?"
And he said, "As long as I'm packing, I don't care."
I think he made
it real small.
Yeah, they made it tiny and be like, rip it out. But if I'm packing, sure.
I think the artist, and I tried to explain to him. I said, "Listen, what about Carlos's wife?" I said, "Listen, she knows the, he did when he did Bloodline. Like he had to do a scene at a strip club.
Oh yeah, smacking asses
I don't think the comic book thing will bother her.
It's not me. Okay, it's a character.
It's a comic book. It was drawn. He wasn't even there for the modeling.
It's you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But Jeff was like, "Man, I don't know what the." He goes, "I don't know what Ken Hunt was going through in his life when he drew this."
He's like, horny as hell.
And Ken Hunt wants to bring Carlos.
You say super graphic with Carlos and I'm not going to tell you who it is, but one of the other characters, Miguel Colon.
I always had that side of me.
But
spoilers are fine for everything except for your comic book.
Oh, I don't care. I would say it. It doesn't matter to me. But anyway, so I got that on my plate for this coming weekend. And then last night you had to Hammer and Lamb, Ryan?
Hammer and Lamb. That man, people love trivia. They come out in the rain to an outdoor bar.
Last night was in the afternoon it got a little crazy.
Yeah, I firmly expect no one to be there, and always is a good time. Thanks to everybody come out there, especially I got people like the Bulwers, people from the YouTube channel.
Nice.
So yeah, it's always cool.
I enjoy her Bulwer.
Even with the bad weather, people came out, huh?
Yeah, and then
but that's Florida though. You get you. I mean, like that's how you tell you're from here, right? It doesn't slow you down.
Yeah, yeah. Like we just wait it out.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
we're right at the cusp of that where it starts raining from 1 o'clock till six.
Yes.
And it's not going to stop you from doing anything. You
and
know?
It looks like a monsoon typhoon, crazy for about 15 minutes. You're like, my yeah, God, we need to batten down the hatches. Yeah. Then you open up the second letter, you're like, it's beautiful outside.
There's nothing more Florida than that.
Yeah.
And you see people posting that picture. You look. You got the picture to the east, and it looks like. Like monsoon, yeah. Hurricane, and they do that boop. Panoramic boom, 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 boom.
Beautiful.
Like, oh, that's right across the street, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going to record. We have our studio in the back, but it's like just a small studio. But it sounds like Dorothy in Wizard of Oz. So we're like, we can't even record because people will be like, are you guys recording from a hurricane shelter?
Are you sure you should be doing that?
Yeah. Oh, because it was that bad?
Yeah, where we were at, it was, I mean, we were just, Megan and I were just about to record it to the
it's
top.
It's raining hard, yeah.
And it came down hard.
I just saw on the news where I guess yesterday blew a semi-truck over. You know the.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can see that, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, man. it wasn't that bad where I was at, but
you live in an APK. It's a different world out there, man.
I guess
it's really flat land. Yeah, there's nothing to blow up against or anything or blow over.
Protected by the trees and the animals.
Yeah,
I spent half the day trying to kill all those weeds within the pavers over at the.
Hey, you need to be careful with that. Did you see that report? Another the company that makes a certain weed killer,
yes,
lost another round in court and getting sued because their product causes cancer.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
So they're a couple rounds down, no rounds up.
Yeah.
Making sure.
Wow, 606, bro.
That's right, bro. That's what you're gonna get. Four hours, 54 minutes to go, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a Wednesday.
As I'm spraying that stuff, and you're so right, Angel. Like I thought about that case. I saw the case, and then and then it wasn't spraying right, so I had.
Dude, you got to be wearing gloves or something.
You had a mask.
Minimum.
I'm sure you had all that protective gear.
No, and then I unscrewed it, and I tried to fix the thing, and I got that stuff all over my hands, and then I put it back in.
Whatever.
And whatever, I'll just wipe it off like this.
Ooh,
I'm sure.
Ribs.
And then on the way home, I stopped and got me a quarter pounder.
Holy smokes, Russ!
You know, a little bit of look. My body's been through so many pills and round ups. I'll take. Give me a cup of Roundup. I'll be fine.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God, Russ.
My goodness, sir.
What's wrong with you?
I'm playing the odds.
Nothing else is taking me down.
Yeah. That's right. Roundup can't do it. It is odd to think that you're spraying poison. On the ground, yeah, like, as I'm spraying it, I'm thinking, man, this probably ain't right.
Now, speaking of weed killer, how's your medical potions going?
I can't really. Do we
tell the difference?
No.
What sense? Like going to sleep?
Yeah, I laid awake last night I was probably up until 10 last night, and I went to bed at like 8. So I'm sitting there for 2 hours. I'm like,
Can I be weird with you? I noticed a difference.
With
you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, so there's just some kind of different intonation in your voice. I said this yesterday, and I said that I noticed on Monday, too. There's something just a little bit different.
Sexier?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can barely contain myself right now.
If that's the case, that's good. Yeah, I'm all about that. No, I haven't been getting much sleep lately.
So you're not doing the whole, like, tranquilizing NyQuil, Z-Quil, 7-Quil, Take-Quil, all that stuff?
And you're probably going back to it.
No, you're probably detoxing. That's why.
Yeah, it's not going to be as powerful as, like, legitimate sleep aids. You know,
really?
Like, it's a different thing. So it's hard to make them comparable, you know?
Yeah, I want the Michael Jackson. They put a
stuff
in your veins, put me to sleep, and you wake me up when it's time.
I know it's not probably the correct thing to say, but when I had my knee surgery and they put the what's it called?
Tryptophan.
No,
the turkey stuff.
The real stuff.
Farinol or whatever.
Propranolol.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
Propranolol.
I woke up from that, and that was that. 45 minutes was the best sleep I've had in 2019.
Now, they say that you're not really sleeping when they do.
I don't care.
I know.
I woke up refreshed, alert. That afternoon, even after knee surgery, I'm still trying to get to that level of accomplishment. I knocked off so much stuff off my list, limping around on one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this guy, C.T. Fletcher, had a massive heart. He had a bad heart. And he said he was knocked out. And he woke up in the hospital, and he was only out for, like, just minutes. And he said, it was the best rest I ever got.
It's
a disconnection. And so that doesn't surprise me. But I think you're fully expecting like a pain, like a tranquilizer.
Just get, knock me out.
And so
yeah.
pain is waking you up? Or is,
no.
now, is now it's just your mind's racing or what?
Probably just mind racing. I don't know.
Hard time unplugging.
Probably. Yeah. But I mean, I turn all the TV off and everything, you know, everything is off and I'm like set.
You have a sleep mask? Oh, yeah. You forget, you cover your face. You
oh, yeah. I got a whole thing, man. I'm not using the, I'm not using that blanket anymore, though.
Oh, no, you already blanket?
Why'd you stop with the weight blanket?
I stopped with the weight blanket because it got too hot. You know,
yeah, that
summer.
Is the problem with it. Yeah. I like it. It's just unless I buy this thing that he talks about.
I told you guys the other product I need you guys to buy to let me know if it's reliable is the bed AC unit.
Oh.
And it's, you put it at the foot of your bed.
Well.
It's a tube that comes up, and then you slide it right in there, and it cools off your
wow.
it cools you off underneath the blankets and everything.
Wow.
It looks cool. awesome. I just need to know somebody that's bought it to let me know if it's.
Here's the ridiculous part. With that, that would not because I sleep with somebody, so you know Mary Ellen's in the bed with me, and she gets cold, and I get hot, and it's the same.
Women always cold.
Yeah, women always cold. So imagine this. So I got to tell her, listen, honey, I have to put the air down to 68 because I'm gonna put a really big heavy blanket on me.
Yeah.
Right, right. So for me, we need it to be cold, and I'm sorry, you'll be freezing over there.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, why do we turn the AC way down so you can put a heavy blanket on you? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounded like a good idea. So, yeah, you know, she gets too cold if I make it too cold in the house. So, but, yeah, there was a story this morning. I just had it right here about all the things that happen to you if you get less than 5 hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah, it ain't good.
It's not. There's nothing good from
it
that.
It ain't good, man. It ain't good.
6 hours. I threw it away because I thought
it was supposed to be 7 and 9.
No, we have. You, get less...
you threw this sleep study away, stupid and it's your biggest sleep. Problem
well,
in your life.
It's stuff we've all talked about before. This was a new. It was a new headline. You know, 4 things that happen to your brain on less than 6 hours sleep. But we've heard all of this. You know, you take bigger risks, and we've talked about that before. You know, when you get less sleep, your judgment isn't great, so
yep.
you take bigger risks. You have a shorter fuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you snap and but I don't have a short fuse though. That don't apply to me. You're more anxious. Yeah,
you're anxious.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Yeah,
yeah. It manifests itself in your inability to fall asleep.
Explain. Oh, is that anxious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I got that one. you get distracted more easily.
Yeah, you get distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
yeah watch this.
What?
How about an omelet today, huh?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I wouldn't have heard.
Oh, four, yeah. Give us 4 omelets. The Western ones
yeah,
with bacon.
If
bacon,
you're buying, I'm eating.
Yeah. completely distracted them.
But don't show your wife.
Hell no.
Yeah. Hey. Phone call yesterday. I'm in the
God.
Middle of ordering an omelet. And you're like, cancel the omelet order.
You missed this, Angel. So yesterday, you know, he was hungry. And he's like, let's get some food. He pulls out a tin. He's like, come on, let's get some food. And then he gets ready to order it. And then there's a phone call comes from Megan, his wife.
She's like, what are you doing? You're going to spend $10 on a damn omelet? And I'm like, and this is the great thing about having somebody check you. Because for me, I'd be like, yeah, why not? $10 for egg and peppers? Sounds good. when we literally are budgeting and trying to do the best we can.
But it would have been a fantastic omelet.
I'm ready to eat it if somebody else buys it.
Carlos just walked back in there and goes, hey, cancel the omelet.
Yeah, 69 the omelet.
Yeah.
Megan's watching.
Thank God.
Send me a text from the other room. He goes, never mind, I'm just going to eat my nuts.
That's literally what
so
I said.
So now on, you write a little note down.
I'm going to pass it like a ransom note.
You pass it over. And
I'm a guy that there's plenty of areas in my life
that I've
been able to regulate myself and work on. But when it comes to spending stupid money on stupid food, I've had a horrible habit.
Well, let's don't call food stupid. That's a little harsh.
And Russ is upset about that.
I want to protect the food.
No, but what happens is you look at the end of the month, and especially, you know, fast food, pop in here, pop in there. You're like, I spent like over $200 on just like, and I've already spent $600 on groceries. And just trying to be more disciplined with it. So so that's why I was like, no, X that.
Good thing Big Brother was watching.
Yeah, no. I know. It's amazing when you can have your wife watch you at all times.
All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Rim Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos. Ryan Holmes all here today. And we're going to remind you that your chance to win $1,000. We've given away, is it 13,000 or 14,000 now, right?
14. Yeah, that's the number.
Yeah, 14,000 people, 14 people have won $1,000. And you could be next. All you got to do is listen for the keyword. It comes up every hour. And you text the keyword to 200-200, and you very well could win. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan. So, are you got your hot tub yet?
I got my YouTube hot tub.
YouTube hot tub?
Yeah, I did. I haven't set it up yet. There's a little more involved than I thought to it. Heavy as hell for the heater thing.
Where did it come from?
I think Europe, somewhere in Europe.
Yeah,
because
okay,
it took forever to get there. So the plan is now to set it up in the front yard and just hang out in my driveway.
Yes, that's a good call.
Lot more water involved than I thought too, because I mean it says how much it is on the when you buy it.
Yeah,
but when you
so it's a four person hot tub
with a lot of room.
So a lot of water. Yeah, yeah. I wonder how much that costs. You know, if you like dollar wise, if you were able to put a monetary value to it.
Well, more than what he paid for it to operate it.
Yeah, it does. So I was gonna do a bit where I just like hang out in my front yard, yeah, meet my neighbors, drink some cocktails, or like sit in my front yard. Now it's like, and then take it down the same day. But now it's so much water I can't really justify just doing one day of it.
For the joke, yeah.
For the joke.
Now, what if you put it up and see how many days it takes for you to get a complaint?
That's the new bit.
There you go.
Are you kidding me? In Apopka, that'll be heralded.
Yeah, really. In Apopka, people are just going to follow suit.
Hey, somebody got an above ground pool. That's hot.
I am being stalked by my homeowners association.
Oh, no.
I have a little lady that drives around in her little car and takes pictures with her little camera of everything that I do.
She ain't got nothing else to do, man. That's her job.
It is obnoxious.
She's just trying to be good at what she does.
It'll be like, hey, your trash can is sticking out half an inch. Like, sometimes it's that. We can see the top part of your trash can behind what's supposed to be a barrier, and it's like,
well, you must have a fancy neighborhood there.
No, I don't.
Oh,
and
really?
That's what's the really frustrating part is like I have neighbors that haven't cut their grass in like 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
People like that. So it's when it's small little stuff, when my trash can is hidden and backed away, but you're still taking a picture where you can see the corner of it.
Yeah.
That is the most frustrating thing.
Hey, are you going to have hot tub rules about your hot tub? Like who gets to go in and who doesn't get to go in?
Who gets to wear pants and who doesn't get to wear pants?
Right.
Well, being that it's in the front yard, I can't do a Russ Rollins hot tub situation.
Why not?
Which is full nude.
It's APK.
It's APK.
I mean, you just walk out there with your towel on.
Right.
And then, you know.
Jump in.
Hey, if it's under the bubbles, that's technically a covering, right?
That's right.
As long as I get in. And it's my yard. So if you're looking in my yard and I'm nude.
Yeah.
That's on you.
With a hot tub, how often do you change the water in a hot tub? I mean, I know, you know, you keep the right amount of chlorine.
You mean the soup?
Yeah. Yeah. We've been using ours a lot. And I thought to myself, self, you know, I know I put chlorine in this thing, but how much does chlorine really, I mean, how much does it really kill, you know? And then I started
creating
thinking,
super bugs in your hot tub.
The reason I started thinking about it is there's another story out, and it's talking about half of Americans treat their swimming pool as a communal bathtub, and they did some check around, you know, all these different community pools and stuff like this, and they said that the pools, even though they have the chlorine in them, still with more bacteria and germs than your own bathtub, because most people do not take a shower before they jump in the pool. I know you're supposed to, and there's a little sign to say you're supposed to, but most people are like, why am I going to do that? I'm getting in the water. Well, you know, when you get in the water, all those, you know, whatever.
Yeah, everything on you.
Oils and that all you know, washes out into the pool. And I'm thinking, man, so if a regular swimming pool is full of bacteria and stuff, imagine what this hot tub is full of.
We should get your water checked in your hot tub.
Well, I'm thinking I need to change the water. Is that what that shock stuff is for? How much do you know about your pool?
Not that much.
Oh, good.
I mean, I have a pool guy. And,
I know they've got something. Oh, we're gonna shock it. I'm like, ooh, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, but that's when you really let it go to hell. Like most of the time, when it's gone green, when it rained a lot, and then it'll give it a gigantic kind of dish.
So we got our, you know, this early in the morning, we got our pool guys checking in.
Yeah, okay.
One guy's saying once a year.
Oh, so change the water once a year.
No, but this is indicative of our texting here at 77031.
Oh, okay.
The next guy, change the water every 3 weeks. I'm a pool guy.
Oh, really?
Get out of here. Yeah, you for could change it every 3 weeks.
For the hot tub. Remember, okay. He's asking about the hot tub.
Yeah, you're right. The hot tub is totally different.
Because sweating and...
And you're making love in there. It's probably a lot of fish sandwiches that has fallen in
but
there.
But I'm just wondering. I'm like oh, I would never waste a fish sandwich. But
yeah, he'd eat it anyway.
I am wondering, though, like how much it costs to fill that thing back up. You know, like how much water.
How many gallons is it? You know, I mean, it's not that much.
Four people.
To fill up a full pool, that's like a general, I mean, I think costs like $200 bucks or something like that. Yeah, it's not too bad.
And you could logistically just fill yours up halfway. By the time you get in there, it's like you have a full hot tub.
Oh, he's using physics jokes on you.
Oh, boy, you're getting smart over there,
right? So
he's not in the mood, Ryan. So he's not in the mood.
I know he's not in the mood.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, there's a tinge. I know what you're saying.
That was funny, bro. Yeah, real funny.
I'm just a little tired, that's all. But so yours already came.
Yeah, so I gotta unpack it, inflate it. I'm thinking about just blowing it up by mouth and doing a time lapse.
Dude, no, don't do that. Dude,
that's gonna take you till next year.
I've got a Ryobi machine that does it.
Blows do you?
Yeah.
You got a Ryobi machine that blows you?
Yeah. It blows up things.
Stuff. Got it.
No, I won't do that again. I bought an inflatable flamingo. And I blew that up by myself with my own lungs, and I promised myself I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to die. So, but yeah, it'll be fun. I think it's a solid week I can be out there before I really get a letter. And the first letter means nothing.
Because that's a warning.
Well, because every infraction's its own separate thing. So, like, yeah, if you didn't do that last thing in a week, sure, then it becomes the next process. But first letter? That's like
I always start paying attention to bills when they come in pink or yellow. You know? Then I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Now we're talking. And same with HOA stuff.
I'm going through this story about you know, because now a lot of people are going in, you know, community pools. You're going into pools with a bunch of people. It's something new called the Water Quality and Health Council. Did a study in the state of Florida, and they say experts say that all the pools they checked were full of sweat and dirt and makeup and all kinds of
everywhere is covered in human filth and dog filth. I mean, we're just bacteria. That's essentially what we are, just like a bunch of microorganisms walking around in this shell. So, I mean, we're gonna encounter stuff. It's just we got to live a healthy, like...
I don't know, man. Part of my scuba diving training, like, I got money knocked off of it by, because you do the training in, like, a YMCA pool.
Right.
And to get money knocked off, every month for, like, 3 months, I had to clean this pool in scuba gear, and it was nasty. The stuff we would pull out of filters and just scrubbing the gross all the time.
It says 40% of Americans admit to being in the pool.
No, it is 100% of Americans.
And the other
60% lies.
60% lie a lot, yeah.
Is the stuff where it changes color, is that real?
No.
It's always a myth. It was always a myth because I was genuinely freaked out about it so many times at a friend's house.
But someone should...
I'm just going to go for it.
Someone should invent it, though. I mean, if they did, I bet people would buy it.
That would ruin a lot of friendships.
Yeah.
And a lot of public pools.
You're
know?
Chatting, talking about good times. You look down, the entire pool is blue.
Yeah. I thought it was red. I thought it turned red.
It was, yeah. I remember at a community pool at Wurz Park, Castleberry. I was always very afraid that was going to happen because I had to go to the bathroom. I was like, screw it.
If you pee in the pool, there'll be blue stuff around.
I'll blame it on somebody else.
That's funny. All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
When you don't need help, but you want some anyway.
I'm at a loss. I just don't know what's going on.
407-916-1041. Toll free, 888-978-1041.
Real Radio.
104.1.
From Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1.
This weekend, it's Orlando MegaCon. MegaCon Orlando is this weekend at the Orange County Convention Center. Check out the Real Radio booth, and we're going to be right there beside the Big City Comics booth. I'll be there pretty much all weekend. If you want to get a copy, it's actually issue number 3 of the comic book I wrote with Jeff Kaufman, Jolly Jane. It's available, only going to be available at MegaCon this weekend. It's an exclusive thing we're doing with MegaCon. So if you want to get a copy of that, it's the continuation of the story. Carlos is in it. For sure.
A character. That looks and acts a lot like Carlos, but I am not the man. I am merely an actor going to portray that in a Netflix film one day.
There you go. There you go. That's the idea. Stop by and register to win. You can get tickets to them. They got a masquerade party for MegaCon. You can
Eyes Wide Shut deal?
Yeah.
I think it's what it is.
Yeah, I'm showing up in a thong and a Cajun mask.
Nothing like waking up in a bunch of sticky Supermen and Wonder Women.
Hell yeah.
It's the masquerade after party called Altered Identity.
That's a very fierce name.
It really is. You know, they get a little wild at those MegaCon parties. They're people that have been looking to party.
I walked in on one in a hotel room and I was just like, can't unsee that.
Did you really?
Yeah. All over the world, they get all the same hotels and you can just like stroll the hallways for different parties and every room is a different niche of a thing.
Well, this is the some ultimate like masquerade party, so you can stop by and register to win tickets to that this weekend at MegaCon. A bunch of little stuff. Oh, okay. I'm sure someone's already contacted you about this, Carlos, but I got about 10 of these yesterday about some either a story they saw or it was in the paper or something about a robot truck in Tampa. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't, but...
It was one of the first displays we've had of automated truck.
It was
an 18, but it was
an 18 wheeler.
Yeah,
right?
But it was a big deal because it was in Tampa. But you've seen the footage; it's exactly the same footage we've seen come out of Northern California or Utah, where they're testing these on highways.
Yeah, there are autonomous semi trucks driving right now across the country, being tested by several different companies. So none of this surprised me. It's just making the mainstream that excites me because people will see that this is real. I've been screaming about it like a crazy man for a while, but
I don't think
it's a real thing.
There are none that are actually on the road now, though, are there?
That's what
absolutely.
The footage is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not...
You have to get some really special permission
they had to shut down the expressway part of it for this truck. It wasn't just going on its own.
No, they're testing, but they're testing them on real roads.
They're testing these things right now.
Testing. Okay, you're driving, you might look to your left and see one today.
You may in certain areas that are being tested. That's what I'm saying.
Remember, we had that little town in New Mexico, and they had the incident where the automated car ran over somebody.
Yes,
and that was that little town. That's all they're testing that, and that's a town that accepted the test, and they had everything set up, and they killed a human being.
Yeah, but there was a woman that was in the car, and she was like reading or something, right?
Yeah, she's watching Netflix.
She was watching Netflix.
Yeah, but she was trusting that the automated vehicle would know better than to hit another human being,
and it hit a woman.
It's 98.6% there. That's what they say.
Right, there's going to be a few lives given up for the cause.
Sure is. There's, you know, how many thousand lives we lose every single year, unfortunately, to distracted drivers. But no, it's real, man. And the reason there's nobody saying anything is because most of the people in the government right now don't even know how to turn off their cell phone.
That's a good
point. Their technology is so much faster than where we're at. I mean, they're still fighting over the stupidest things. And so we have it here in Tampa, a major city.
Yeah, as a robot truck.
And that's what it'll be. That's actually the easiest way that these geniuses and engineers say. The over-the-road long haul is easier. And then we're going to have these stations at the end of the exits where, like, truck driver's going to go, all right, here we go. Now I take it into Castleberry, or here we go. Now I take it into this town.
I think the first time we saw that, too, in mainstream was the Logan movie. Remember the Logan movie where all the trucks, they didn't even have like cabs. It was just boxes flying down the road.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, and so they'll carry all those, and then one will drop off, hatch on, go. It's here right now, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't sound crazy now, you know?
Right.
But
6 months ago, it kind of did. It was like, we're way away from that. Yeah. But, you know, we're not. Andrew.
Yeah, 2020. the thing about it is, too, is like there's this documentary that I want to check out, and I think it's on HBO right now, and it's called The Truth About Killer Robots.
Ooh, that sounds right up my alley.
You should watch that.
And it's I guess the premise of it is it talks about like how robots have actually killed people at this point.
Oh, really?
Like on a an assembly line, like one robot just kind of went nuts, or that Tesla car where the person was not... was supposed to be driving it, and they ended up not driving it.
Hey, I tried watching the Chernobyl thing.
Yeah,
that you told me.
How was that? People, I saw it popping up on social media a little bit, but I'm just not in the mood to sit and watch an hour of tragedy.
I wasn't exactly what it was. I'm like, you know what? This is just sad. I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to be sad. Sorry.
I'm sure it's award winning. I'm sure it's groundbreaking. I'm sure it's amazing acting. But I'm like, man, if I got an hour to sit down,
yeah,
it was hard to sleep after watching it directly. I mean, the problem with that.
watching that is it's both interesting on like how this went down, because Chernobyl happened in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I've always been afraid of like nuclear weapons, energy, all that kind of stuff. So like watching this is like my version of just fear.
Okay.
And you watch, you go, how did this happen? Why did this happen? And the fact that it's all real, and they tried to shut it down without telling everybody what was going on.
Yeah,
as it's happening.
Their government, the Russian government?
Yeah.
Yeah. They never do stuff like that.
No, never.
The guy kept going, that's your imagination. It's your imagination.
Yeah, the power plant exploded, the reactor exploded, and he's like, and the guy's like, the reactor exploded. And the guy in charge, Russian guy's like, nah, it didn't. That's impossible.
It's impossible. No, he's losing his mind.
Yeah, you're crazy. No, it didn't.
Something wrong with you.
And they keep sending guys to go make sure that's what happened, and they keep coming back fully irradiated. Ooh. And falling apart.
I mean, it's like, bizarre. Ugh. It's bizarre that, okay, so this story from the 80s, and it has you know, you couldn't sleep, and we're like terrified of it. There's an issue going on right now, as we speak. In Tokyo, with what's it, the Fukushima?
Yeah, Fukushima.
What is that? What's Fukushima? What's
that's their nuclear reactor. Oh. And in the last hurricane or tsunami, earthquake?
It was a tsunami.
It was the earthquake. And then the tsunami and the waves came after that. And the levels of radiation that have come out of there are on par or could be worse than what happened in Chernobyl. And we're not front page news anywhere.
Right. And Three Mile Island, that
was
happened.
The closest that we had to having something like Chernobyl happen here in the States.
That was like 79 or something like that, right? I think it was before. It was before.
I mean, 69.
It's bad, but they go through the process of what it's like to die of radiation poisoning, and they said it's like the worst way to die because it kills you from the your insides melt outwards and your outside melts inwards.
And then one dude, when you're imagining that. it's crazy. So.
Is it in Russian, or did they do like the old Tom Cruise when they made him like a German hero, but he speaks zero German?
No, I actually like that they did that. So it's not everybody using a fake Russian accent, but speaking English. That always kind of bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all English actors just using their normal voice, but they're speaking Russian.
People are asking, where can you see it? It's called Chernobyl, and it's on HBO. It's an HBO thing. Because I'm trying to find something that I can, start watching. After Game of Thrones is done, and I still haven't found
anything. The promo for the new season of Better Call Saul came up. It looks amazing. It's going to take us right to that doorstep of when Breaking Bad.
Does it show, what's it been?
Pinkman?
What am I thinking of? What's his name? Bryan Cranston?
No, not yet, but it shows... Like it gives you the ideas of where Saul and the and Mike become partners.
Yeah.
Or take that relationship to that next level. You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah.
So I'm stoked for that.
It's a show void. Like when you're in
we
that show void,
we always find
it's
something
like,
though. Something always.
Yeah.
Pops
something.
Up.
Something. There's a lot of new things that like the new Watchmen thing looks pretty good actually. No.
I don't know. I don't know why that didn't excite me. I like the Watchmen movie.
Like, I know I'm going to dig it, but I know that's a very, like we were saying yesterday, that's a really niche kind of, kind of series. Because the Watchmen, as popular as it was with comic book fans,
it wasn't a huge success.
That wasn't one of those comic books that reached to like the general population. You know what I mean?
It came out too early. I think it was a little too early for its own good.
I'm talking even the comic books.
Yeah.
Like the comic book series, when the comic books came out, the fans of that and the comic book world loved it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying like to the regular person, to the regular layperson, they don't understand that universe.
Right.
Because it's not.
Isn't it DC though?
No. It's something else. It's
Dark Horse.
Yeah, Dark Horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was. But, yeah, I mean, that void, a lot of people will be trying to fill that void this weekend.
Yeah.
Because the ending of Game of Thrones. And then tomorrow night, I think, is the ending. I thought about this yesterday. I said, when's the end of that show? Big Bang Theory. And that's Thursday night. I did see some stuff on that finally. That's a pretty big deal because that show was number one for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Another show that was number one for a long time, and I don't know if this person might be a little too old for you to connect with it, Carlos, or maybe you, Angel. But did you guys know much about Tim Conway?
Nah,
Great road he made.
I would never like watch the Carl Burnett show or anything, but there's two bits that he's done that even today, if you go watch them, and that's how I found out about him. There's one where he's playing a dentist.
Yes.
And he stabs himself. That one got circulated, and he hits himself. And this is old school comedy, kind of physical comedy, and he's trying to do a tooth extraction or whatever, and he hits himself with the Novocaine, and he's still trying to do it. That part of it was funny.
It's hilarious.
And then there was one that guy always got played, and I remember even as a kid when I saw it, I thought it was funny, is when, and it's with the Carl Burnett show, and he's trying to tell a story about an elephant or something.
Okay.
And he has the whole, like, they're on stage, they're doing their show, and he has them all, like, they've all broken character.
They
can't maintain their composure.
And he stays straight face.
And he's still telling the story, and he's trying to tell about this elephant thing and everything. And it's hysterical because of the fact that this is old school television.
Yeah.
These guys are trying to maintain their composure, and he's pushing the limit, and they can't. They just cannot keep it together while he's telling the story. It's one of the most, as far as television clips go, I find that hysterical.
Yeah, I used to, I mean, you know, when I was a kid, we'd watch the Carol Burnett show like all the time, and he was the star. I mean, he would make the rest of them crack up, you know? And I thought Tim Conway was great.
Yo, wait, we're talking about the dad from Air Bud?
Might be the dad from Air Bud.
Oh my God, this is a tragedy. An American icon.
He's dead?
Yes, the dad from Air Bud.
Damn, man.
He was nominated for 13 Emmys.
Wow.
And,
that's breaking news, Angie. You missed.
No, he died after we were off the air.
I know.
It happened later on in the afternoon.
It was Air Bud. And there's Air Bud 2, Golden Receiver.
Yeah, man, that was a good one.
Air Bud 3, the one where he played soccer. And then Air Bud 4, he played hockey.
Remember Air Bud Poker when he played high-stakes poker, got his paw chopped off by the mafia?
Yeah, that was the dark version. Yeah, that Christopher Nolan directed one.
Yeah, it was like Ed Norton was in it.
Oh, well, you know what? That is breaking news. Shout out to you, Tim Conway.
Tim Conway was funny, man. He was. You know, he was the first time I remember people wanting to order videos
the
off of television.
Stuff.
Dwarf on Golf. Yeah. Like Dwarf on Golf thing. And it was so stupid.
Yeah.
But it was funny because he was standing in a hole.
That dude made a mint off of that.
Oh, I know. And then it was Dwarf. I don't know. Then Dwarf did everything. Like,
yeah.
Dwarf
had a whole series of those things, but it started off with the golf stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how much money he made off those, because that was like the first time I remember people going, hey, I think I'm going to order a video. You got to call in and get it. And that was the early 80s, I think. It was after the Carol Burnett show. But yeah, he won several Emmys, won 6 times, and he was a performer and a writer, and I thought the guy was super, super funny.
Saying he's worth $15 million.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, another funny story is, when Real Radio started, we had a program director. His name was Jay Clark. And, you know, Jay Clark, you know, kind of imagine, well, I'm building this FM talk station for, it's like a guy station. And so, you know, when we started at Real Radio, he helped the Monsters. And at the time, it wasn't the Monsters. It was the Russ and Bo show a lot. And he also got a job in Los Angeles. So when he went to Los Angeles, he told me, he goes, I'm going to find the Russ and Bo of Los Angeles. That was just the thing to go do. And so he calls me. He's like, I found the guys. One guy, I forget what his name, he was the straight guy, supposed to be like me. And then the funny one was Tim Conway's son. And Tim Conway's son started doing radio because Jay Clark was like, you got to do this radio thing. You know. And I think they ended up going by the Regular Guys or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They're still around.
And
the name is still around. The Regular Guys?
The Regular Guys?
I think it pops up every now
and then. Tim Conway Jr. was one of them at first, and it was supposed to be, you know, emulated after what.
What's up? Damn it, man. I'm Tim Conway Jr. My daddy was on Carol Burnett. I'm doing good, man. Doing real good.
Tim Conway Jr. I know Tim Conway had like 6 kids, though. He's like, had a bunch
busy,
of kids.
Huh?
Yeah. A busy dude.
It sounds like he had a good life. He has Carol Burnett show, comedy, you know, legend, that show, and then got to be in an Air Bud movie. Oh,
so,
man.
Okay, when you want to be a stand-up comic, you know, like stuff like that, like old stuff like Carol Burnett or even stuff older than that, or Johnny Carson or something, do you watch any of that old stuff, or is that just, that's old people. They don't know what funny is.
I would watch it when I was really, really young, because I spent a lot of time, when you got a single mom, you spend a lot of time at your grandparents' house.
Right.
So I'd watch a lot of like hee-haw kind of stuff.
Okay.
Like that, and that shaped me. But most of my comedy stuff came from like
staying home from school and watching like Comedy Central. So like so anything that came on that.
You wouldn't watch the Carol Burnett show to see what Tim Conway did.
I never, unfortunately, have seen an episode of the Carol Burnett show other than just clips on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. Like
That's probably the way of the world these days. You're just going to get clips of things. You probably won't see the entire...
Dean Martin roasts, though. Oh, yeah. I used to watch the hell out of those, though. Those were really funny. I was way too young to watch them. So that's probably why I enjoy roasting in comedy so much.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I think we just figured it out, guys.
Dean Martin roast.
I don't need therapy after all. It's Dean Martin roast.
Dean Martin was the man. All right, your chance to win $1,000 coming up here in a couple minutes. You listen for the keyword and you text it to 200-200. Don't sit there and go, oh, I can't win, because you know what? We've given away $14,000 so far. So, yeah, you can win. Just give it a shot, and then an hour afterwards, wait for a call. From some number you don't recognize. That could be iHeart calling you to tell you won $1,000. When we come back, Carlos is going to take it to the top. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1 from the Radio
104.1. Good luck. Like I said, we've given away $14,000. We'd love for you to be next, so give it a shot. Just text that keyword. Wait for the phone call back. Make sure you answer the phone, because if you don't answer the phone, they'll call someone else from another state. So good luck to you. Hey, I want to remind you that on Friday night, you can see Ryan Holmes. He'll be at Ember. It's a monster meetup at Ember.
Yeah.
This Friday, 3 drinks for the price of 1. No cover charge to get in. It's 3 drinks for the price of 1. And go say hi to Ryan Holmes. Should we go? And MegaCon is all weekend long here in Orlando. It's right there on at the Orange County Convention Center. If you've never been to a MegaCon, it's something else. It really is. Just people watching is amazing. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Ryan. And now it's time for Carlos. Take it to the top.
Let's go.
Cookie, cookie. Yeah, went old school with that cookie, cookie. How y'all doing today? Hello. It is I, Carlos Alberto Navarro. And this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make it think, make it laugh, whatever it may be. Ah, today is no different. Today is a great day because Dustin's Barbecue is on your way. That's right. You're wanting a delicious lunch, and you want to stop at any of the 6 wonderful locations, especially the new one on Lake Nona. Dustin's would appreciate it. Family-owned business, good food, great portions at a great price. It's Dustin's Barbecue.
Very good chicken, that's for sure.
You love that chicken, Russ? And yeah. I mean, they just have great, great food over there, and they support the Monsters, and they support To The Top. People always ask me, hey, Carlos, how do I support you? Support our sponsors, man. That's what keeps this train rolling. Shout out. Oh, man, they did this survey, and I'm sure you guys saw it, so don't give it away. A travel guide did a study on 1.5 million social media users.
Okay.
And they asked them, what are the most sexiest accents in the world? And I'm going to give you the top 3.
Okay.
All right. Number 3. Yo, New York.
It's sexy?
No.
New York. No. Yo, Brooklyn, what? Yo, we got the best pizza in the world. We got Jay-Z. You know, we got the Giants, which suck. The Knicks, I'm so sorry. My God, that is a travesty. I'm from Flushing, Queens, son. So I know exactly about New York. So you know what I'm saying. Sexy, huh? I sound real sexy, huh, Russ?
That's for, like, women say
that. Hey, 1.5 million. No, across the board, son. Okay? It's New York.
So obviously, like, a female with that accent is not particularly...
Hey, I'm from New York. I'm so sexy.
That's Edith Bunker.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, Archie.
Right.
So, and I'll jump to number one. Let's jump to number one, because we're going to keep number two a little secret. Number one, well, of course, when given this, it was Texas. Because, of course, all the ladies
who are from Texas, and all the men are, they, number one, we're the sexiest Texas accent.
So Texas, okay, that's not a southern accent then. That's
it's a Midwestern Texas accent.
What's the difference between a Texas and a southern?
Well, Texas has got a longer draw, I would say. I know a lot of people from Texas. I played Texas guys in a couple things. Yeah. And where southern is a little bit more up here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know,
Tennessee and all these different. South Carolina's got its different thing. And Virginia's got its different thing. But Texas is, they take their time. Because Texas people feel just like New York people feel, that there's no better place in the world in the United States than their home state. In fact, Texas has tried several times to secede from the Union.
Yeah, they have.
And they could.
The every different climate that exists exists in Texas.
That is true. But number two, hit it, Angel. That's right, baby. Boston Carlos.
Oh, nobody thinks that's sexy.
We got the sexiest accent in the world. Right. You know why? Because we got the Red Sox. We got the Celtics. Boston Ryan in the house. Listen,
Sam Adams Brewery.
Sam Adams. These are the greatest things, Boston. We are so sexy. We turn the ladies on. Oh my God! There's nothing sexier than a woman with a Boston accent.
Oh God!
Let me tell you.
Talk about boner killer.
Boston ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
You know what, Angel? I'm feeling real sexy right now. I want to turn on the ladies of Orlando. All right?
Are you sure you read that right?
I read it correctly, Russ. Boston people have the best reading skills.
Wicked good accent.
Wicked good.
It's really not.
You got any sexy music there, Angel? If you got some sexy music, Angel, I'm going to turn on the ladies and the gentlemen who may be bi-curious or gay. Okay? Because when Boston, we're good with the gays.
We're fine with them now.
Now. Don't go back in time. Yo, what's up, ladies? Shaboo. Boston Carlos.
I don't know if that's
when I get you home tonight, when I drive you in the car, and we go home from the bar, and we turn on the socks, girl, I'm going to do you good. And then, we're going to have some delicious clam chowder. And then, you're going to get your own chowder. Because Boston accents would be so sexy. So smooth.
I can't believe
like it. Mark Wahlberg in your room. How we do it. Real slow. That's why NKOTB had to go. We so sexy, Russ. What do you think? Boston Carlos loves this study.
I'm so surprised that that accent came in the top three.
Shouldn't be surprised. Where's Orlando? Ain't nowhere near.
Orlando doesn't have an accent, I don't think.
Boston Ryan, tell him about why Boston's so sexy.
That's right, girl. I don't care if you're a Harvard girl.
Yeah, Harvard, yeah.
Or you're just some townie.
Nah.
But I'm going to take you down to the packing store, girl.
Oh, it's going to be
so good.
My phone's getting lit up by all my Boston friends.
Really?
They're saying that, of course, we got all the hot ass
accents. You using your cellular phone there?
That's my phone.
Cellular phone.
Yeah. Boston, number two, baby. Number two.
Number two. Coming for you, New York.
New York, you suck.
You suck.
You suck. Think of who the sexiest football player is.
Tom Brady.
But he doesn't have a Boston accent.
Whatever. When he talks, you know what I hear? 22, 46, 72, 77. Hut.
He talks with the King's English.
He's married to a Brazilian. Big deal.
Nah. Brazil's the Boston of South America.
That's true. That's very
100%
true. 100%.
Look it up. Boston. Ever had a Brazilian tea party?
No. I love you, Boston. You're my heart. And ladies, don't get too sexy down there. I'll be home soon. Moving on.
So Texas was number one.
Texas number one.
Boston number two.
And New York number three. On a very different note, let's move on to right here back in Orlando. Ready? Big news.
The Orlando accent. Hi, I'm from Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, there's no Orlando accent. Now, a place that I love to go to that I will be visiting this weekend is Disney. I'll be at Epcot on Saturday, and if you see me walking around, do not bother me.
What are you doing at Epcot? What are you going to do there?
A friend of my daughter's and a friend of ours. It's her birthday, so we're going to treat her and go take her out and show her all around the wonders of Epcot.
Oh.
And she's turning 5 or 6, one of the two.
Are there enough things there for a 6-year-old to see at Epcot?
Yeah.
I think at Epcot, I think about, drinking around the world and the adults going and all that.
There is that for sure, but
those kids get drunk.
Little kids get drunk quick. you make it halfway, you're in Morocco, you're done.
Right.
Just kidding. We're not taking kids out to drink out there.
It's a joke, unless you're from Boston.
Unless you're from Boston. Now listen to this. Disney, I love you so much. I mean, I have an annual pass, all these things, right? But I think slowly but surely, hit it, Angel. They are turning into what I think is the biggest company in the world.
Yeah.
Disney now owns Hulu. They bought out all the other companies.
Yeah.
So now Disney owns this. Are we ready, folks? Disney owns Marvel Studios. Ooh. Pixar.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars and Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Ready? 20th Century Fox. Fox Searchlight. Touchstone Pictures.
Oh.
ESPN. ABC. FX. National Geographic. A&E. History Channel. Lifetime. And now Hulu.
And now Hulu.
Wow. Are you afraid of this?
And we wonder why. What's his face is making?
Bob Iger.
How much? 60.
This is what an automated million? Society looks like, though.
Yeah. It's all. For me personally, I love Disney. I wish Disney. I think I wish Bob Iger was the president. He seems to be doing pretty damn good. I'm all good with Disney running stuff. But what do y'all think about that?
I didn't realize, you know, I knew every time you said something, I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew they owned that. But until you put it all together, you know, like, whoa.
I mean, literally, but just Marvel and Pixar and Star Wars, we're probably talking a combined total gross of these films. I know it may sound ridiculous, but we're probably talking $50-60 billion.
We shouldn't be surprised by this. If this is what an automated society is going to look like, in the sense of you're only going to have two or three. Because if we're going to have.
Who's their rival?
If you're going to have robots doing all these things for us humans, then we need to be entertained. And right. Then what bigger entertainment company than Disney to handle all our entertainment to distract us from the fact that we're not working?
Angel, you hit the nail on the head. I'm reading Charlemagne the God's book right now, Shook One, and it talks about that exactly, how we used to have time to... Okay, remember when you have to go to directions? You had to figure out directions, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so your brain would be consumed with, okay, I got to think about it, I got to make the right here, I got to talk to this person, then I got to remember to look down at the map. But now a lot of things, like Angel said...
They just follow GPS. Yeah.
...are automated.
Yeah, thank
so
you
what that. Do our brains do? They go off into these other crazy realms, and they begin to worry and stress, and the motivational minute is about insecurity. But this is an excellent point, Angel, and that's why. I know it's still the long shot, but I'm telling you, if you want somebody who's going to take care of automation and AI, slowly but surely, I told you, just like Obama back in the day, Russ, remember what he said? Andrew Yang, 2020.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. All I got to say. Republican friends... Democratic friends, look. Let's bring everybody together. This is not a man who's screaming at one side or screaming at the other. He's saying, we gotta prepare for the robot battle. You know what I'm saying, Russ? We gotta prepare for the AI automation robot battle. You should definitely look into his platform. I'm not being paid or anything by him. I always talk about different politics and stuff like that. There's nobody that interests me. Sorry, Bernie. Sorry, Camilla. Sorry, Warren. Sorry, Booker. Andrew Yang has a plan to defeat the robots because they're coming. They're here. We just talked about it. There are trucks driving right now automated, and people are going, oh, no, that's 5-10 years from now. It's here, Poppy. It's here. Take a look at him. A very, very interesting young candidate with real solutions. And let's move on down to the motivational minutes. That's right. And we talked about it. Angel just said something very, very poignant. About that our brain, we used to have to do a lot of different things. But now with Disney owning everything, we need entertainment. We need stuff that's going to consume us. Because if not, what happens? What creeps in? Insecurity. Oh, man, does it creep in. And especially in this age of comparison. And what do I mean by that? All day long, we're staring at different people's social media. All of us. I don't care what you say. And what do we begin to do? We compare our lives to theirs. And people hit me up and they go, oh, everything's good in your world. Everything's fine. Hell no, everything ain't great in my world. If you compare everything you see on my social media, yeah, you might think that. But you have to stop comparing your life, which is a behind the scenes, to somebody's highlight reel, which is what social media is.
Yep.
They're only showing you the best stuff. So stop comparing your behind the scenes to somebody's highlight reel. You're never going to feel good about it. Comparison is the thief of joy.
And you yourself have those insecurities. Where do they start from? Well, most leading therapists say insecurities stem from the ages of 0 to 6 years old. A relative, an authority figure, said something to you that was so emotionally just jarring that it stuck with you. Pinpoint who that person was. Was it your mom? Was it your dad? Was it a coach? Was it a brother or a cousin? Pinpoint who told you you were stupid. Pinpoint who told you who you were ugly. Pinpoint who told you you were untalented. You know what you can do? Forgive them. Forgive them. It ain't for you. It ain't for them. It's for you. Because once you can forgive that person, you can redefine yourself. Today, take that step in redefining who you are. Break the insecurities of the past. Because if you can't break the insecurities of the past, you're going to have a tough time dealing with the insecurities of the present. You can do it. I believe in you. Start today. And you will head to the top. Because I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top. Never stop.
Hey, you know how we play a game every once in a while? Is this racist? Well, I got a version of that called Is This Gay? Usually you know right away, but this one might be a little hard to figure out. Is this gay or not? We'll figure it out when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Monsters Mornings, Real Radio 104.1. Join us at MegaCon all weekend. We'll be out at MegaCon. Look for the Real Radio booth, the Big City Comics booth. And more than likely, you'll find me out there. You'll find Carlos out there. I know Ryan Holmes is coming out as well. So come by our booth at MegaCon, which is Orange County Convention Center, starting on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes. So, if you have to ask this question, you probably would have a problem. But I'll ask the question as you guys tell me what you think. Is this gay? Is the question? And this is an article that they did with Paul McCartney, and it says Paul McCartney reveals a sexual encounter with John Lennon. And let's see here. And it goes down. Okay, so imagine, if you will, you and your friends, and you're in, I think they were in high school. High school, yeah. Okay, and I got to be careful how I describe this, just so you know. So they said that, I guess, you know, Paul McCartney and John Lennon went to high school together. I didn't realize that. They knew each other. They were very young.
Very young, yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah. And it said they were all bored one night and all just sitting around in a room with the lights out, and somebody started... how do you say it so we don't get in any trouble?
Masturbating.
I wasn't going to say that. Yeah, that's what I mean. But yeah. And so then they all just started doing it together. And then in order to help each other, they started yelling out names of like Bridget Bardot and other women. And then as a joke, John Lennon yelled out Winston Churchill, and you know, kind of ruined it for everybody. Paul McCartney said, "Yeah, that's as close as we did as any kind of sexual encounter." Is that gay? Is that, I mean, in my book it is. You know, if you're sitting around with your buddies and that starts happening, you know,
that's where the term circle jerk came from.
Right.
Correct.
So, I mean, it was common practice.
Yeah.
Is that gay?
Common practice. I don't think it's gay.
I think
if they all started hooking up with each other, because, yeah, man, especially teenage boys, like, that's pretty much all I did from the ages of 13 to, I think, well, not with a bunch of boys around.
Okay, so that's the question.
But in general, that was like the one thing when you're growing up. I mean, I don't know, maybe y'all didn't.
Everybody did. Everybody masturbated, but you do it alone in your bathroom when nobody's looking.
I think when you're super close, teams and different.
I heard stories as a teenager of that's something that like the older kids did, like football team, wrestling guys did it.
No, they did not.
I'm telling you my story. This is what I heard. It's not uncommon. That's where the term came from.
Yeah, Mike. I heard about an entire wrestling team from, I'm not going to name a school, it's at the edge of a lake, let's just call that water,
And the, the whole team would do that all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Think about this, because you talk about young dudes, you know, between the ages of, what, 10, 13, 40, 50. You're not going to ask your dad about sex
right
at that time. In that era, that's the last person you would talk to. You're going to talk to your other buddies. Your other buddies going to tell you, hey, if you do this, this is how this happens. And like, how do you do that? Well, let me show you.
I had a couple of team things that went not all the way down like that, but it whenever it was gay, it was like, dude, I can do it right now. Oh, yeah, boom. I go, well, you just did it. Oh, my God. Like, there was, especially like trying to out alpha those situations. Like,
so imagine if you will. Okay.
They started making out, then that'd be gay. Yeah, but they're keeping it themselves. Okay. And
so let's say we have one of those hurricanes that they have sometimes, you know, and we have to come up to the radio station. And me and you and Angel and Ryan are all sitting in the room over there, and the lights have gone out. And somebody starts doing it. That's gay.
Well, I mean, that's what we do after the show every single day.
Yeah, I mean, that's something.
I thought that was a team building exercise.
Don't reveal the behind the scenes. I think you have to put into the equation that these are young male, young guys, and when you're young, there's nothing worse than a group of teenage boys because they just are trying to outdo each other in every facet. In every facet, whether it's, you know, I could do this the fastest, or I do this the most, or whatever. And especially close friends, I can see that.
And someone said we talked about this last year. I don't think so.
I think so, because it did come out that he did that. Yeah,
this is not a new revelation.
This is just came out in GQ magazine or so.
Yeah, I think they just rehash stuff, man. They like same with the John Wayne stuff. But yeah, I do remember talking about. But I'm a big John Lennon and Beatles fan, so.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. Okay, then put into the equation. Okay, so you put one chick there, and then the whole band is going at it, and everybody's near their, you know, bits and pieces. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So is that gay? You know, no, it's not, because unless you're gay, the act of being gay is doing something on it with the same sex, and it's very literal, you know?
And, you know, it gives a whole new meaning to the term, I get by with a little help from a friend.
Exactly right. Yeah. You know what I get by.
Every Beatles song could be about a circle jerk.
This article starts out cornier than that. It's Paul McCartney discusses having an intimate moment with John Lennon in a new interview with GQ magazine. Sounds like it was a hard day's night.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Here comes the sun.
Radio prep. Radio.
I was like, what did... No, this is actually from the... Yeah, it's from the
Come Together.
Article. Oh, jeez.
Right now.
Ryan Holmes is writing
over me.
That's enough, Holmes.
That's his beat. I'm just singing Beatles songs.
I'm just, you know, giving you a heads up, bro.
Well, he's your boy, man. He's looking out for you.
You can continue down that path and have that conversation in the white couch if you want.
All right. You know what? Let it be.
You're listening to Mosh in the Morning.
Real Radio Sports. Soccer. Orlando City heads northwest to battle the Seattle Sounders tonight. Coverage begins at 10 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9, The Game.
So, are you sick and tired of paying really high interest rates? Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes. And on the line with us right now, we have Senator Lee Constantine, who is very busy getting ready for Charity Challenge, which is this coming weekend. And God, how many millions of dollars have you raised so far since you started Charity Challenge, Lee?
Well, thank you for letting me on, Russ, and it's been over $6.4 million that we have given back to the community since we started Charity Challenge.
Man, and then it's this weekend out at Camping World Stadium.
This Saturday, all day Saturday, we're going to be, we'll be setting up all day Friday, and then we've got over 60 teams coming out from the hospitality and apartment complexes, hotels, all your favorite places that you unwind in Central Florida. They're all going to be out there competing in six co-ed athletic events: volleyball, tug of war, obstacle course, basketball, hot shot.
It's fun to watch.
It really is.
Yeah.
Kayak relay, inner tube relay, those water sports are a lot of fun to watch them, you know, just splash around. But it'll be all out at the Camping World Stadium starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday, all throughout the day. It's free and open to the public.
And beer will be served, right? Mel's Bad Girls will be serving some beer?
Bad Girls will be doing that. The Boy Scouts will be selling all the food, and all the profits go to them and their charities. So it's just going to be a great time. I know it's going to be hot,
yeah,
but we even have Lynx coming out with one of their buses. They're going to crank it up on Friday, so if people need to cool down, it'll be like a nice 55, 60 degrees in that bus.
Good.
So they can relax. We've got a silent auction of a car from Bill Ray Nissan. It's a beautiful Mustang convertible that will go to the highest bidder.
Oh, cool.
In a silent auction. So we've got so many things going on just that day, but mostly it's your friends at the local taverns and hotels and competing in athletic events and trying to be, and some of them actually being great athletes.
Hey, not only does Lee, just so you know, not only does Lee, you know, work himself really, really hard out there. He's out there busting his butt. But you're even going to have your mom out there working for you, right?
And my mother takes care of all the registrations. I can't tell her age because she would kill me.
But right.
But she's in her 80s, and she will be out there with all her ladies doing the registration. The fun thing is this is a community event.
Yeah.
All the money goes back to the community. All the money goes to the charity of the team and or sponsor's choice. We don't make the decision as to where the money goes. So last year we gave away $200,000+ to 62 local charities. We'll have a silent auction, as I said. We'll have a drawing of chance. You know, the beer will be flowing, and so will the food with the Boy Scouts. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
It's Charity Challenge. How many years have you been doing this now, Lee?
This will be the 34th Charity Challenge.
Man, that's crazy. 34 years. Well, it's Charity Challenge. It's this weekend out at Camping World Stadium, and it's a lot of fun to watch. There'll be all kinds of beer out there, and you'll enjoy yourself.
Plenty of parking, free parking. Like I said, it's free and open to the public.
Yeah.
So come on out, have a great time, find your favorite place and hang out with them. Every team's got a tent, and they're all partying within that tent, in addition to the bigger fun of the entire event of watching the different six events going on at the same time. It's they're you know, everything is just going on, you know, so you can go from one event to another event,
right,
just watching them all. And Russ, thank you very much. I'll give you a call on Friday again, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's know how setup's going. Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. We've got the Florida Lottery coming out with their stage at 7 a.m. Put that out there. So it should be a lot of fun. But Saturday, if you've got nothing to do or if you've got a few hours that you want to come out and have a great time, please come on down to camping, the south side of Camping World Stadium.
All right.
And we'll be out there having a great party all day.
All right, Lee. Good luck, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Russ.
All right, take care. All right. Okay, so Angel, do you think you could do this? I'm not really good at picking out tastes of things for whatever reason. You know that game that you play where you give you different jelly beans and you try to taste it and see what it is?
Yeah.
Well, Russ, you normally slide the whole tray in your mouth.
Yeah.
So it's like, no taste.
Tastes like God.
Well, taste means slow down.
Pringles has a new gimmick that they're doing, and they may have done this before. I think I remember this sometime before, but well, they've got a mystery can of Pringles that is going to be on sale at all the Walmarts, right? And you go, if you can tell what the flavor is, they're going to give someone $10,000.
I hope it's just farts.
Yeah. You think it's like, you got it correct. It's a turd.
When I was young, that was the funniest thing to me as a kid. It was like farting in a Pringles can, sealing it up, and then asking my friend if they wanted Pringles.
Right after the old circle. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, Pringles is releasing a new mystery flavor this month. It's going to be at Walgreens. And if you can guess what it is, someone's going to win $10,000. You think you could do that, Angel?
Yeah.
With the Pringles?
Yeah, but it's, I mean, just because you get, all right, so just because you get it right, that doesn't mean you automatically win $10,000. Out of all the people that do guess right, you're going to be put in that pool, and then you got to hopefully be drawn to be the winner.
Hey, do you get, like, every snack food news update?
No, they talked to him beforehand. Hey, how should we approach this?
Yeah, he just gave the end-user license agreement on the Pringles can. That's pretty good.
Well, Oreos did this before, and they had a mystery flavor, and their mystery flavor was Fruity Pebbles.
Yep.
Something kind of off, you know, kind of different like that. So Pringles
is... So it could be any flavor. So it's not a
previous Pringles flavor.
You guys
flavor.
Remember, right. I mean, we did this before with Pringles. I brought it in, you guys remember when we had Top Ramen flavor Pringle?
Yeah, that wasn't that great.
That was delicious.
I feel like I would like that
it was,
a lot.
It was really
is
good.
Is this available now? Is this already started?
You could get the Top Ramen one at your higher end dollar stores.
No, you mean the
oh, the $2 store. Okay.
Yeah, no, still a dollar, but it's a higher end dollar store.
You're talking about this Pringle
yeah, is this Pringles
giveaway?
Can available?
It just started.
Because I want to win this 10 grand.
You think you could?
I'm going to go get a can of Pringles right now. I feel like we can figure it out.
Yeah, whatever, man. You're the one who shattered my belief in my taste buds when I did the old pizza challenge when
yeah.
I hosted. And
what happened?
And you got them all wrong.
Got I got every
them all
single wrong. Pizza wrong.
It was kind of a domino effect, not for lack of a better word. You know, you miss one, you yeah. miss two, you're screwed. You know, yeah. and so I got them all wrong.
Do you trust the source? Are you sure they didn't pull a fast one on you?
You know what? It was Booger Beard at the helm, yeah. and he messes up everything. So
I did not mess this up. Yeah, I had a very good system.
No
for this
witnesses. So that's why I do think
so
you cheated.
You're positive that you didn't mix up the pizzas. Because I think
I'm
it'd be almost impossible
positive, yeah.
to not figure out which one's Domino's, which one's.
All right, let me go spend another $80
on
pizza.
You see what's happening,
again.
Right? Yeah. He's like, Russ wants to be like, I could do this. Bring pizzas in.
I can look at. At a Pizza Hut pizza and look at a Domino's
now, to
pizza
be fair,
and tell you this.
I got and tell them I got
okay so when I pulled out when I did the pizza challenge I cut it into like into little
yeah.
little pieces you couldn't tell by looking at it
like you cut
where
for like
from.
A 3-year-old
because he cut like he cut a piece from the piece
yeah. okay okay
yeah. so but when I pulled out the
I
actual pizza and showed him the actual slices he got all of them correct
yeah.
from looking at it so there was that element of it
yeah.
But
so I think I'm like basically won it then.
I don't know, but do you guys want to do like the omelet challenge this morning where we just
let's do
omelet.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
you,
do
you,
an
you
omelet.
You mind I'm eating? Yeah, but no, my
salsa.
Taste buds. You know, your taste buds, or your whole overall palate is connected to your smell, I believe, right?
Yes.
And I have big nose, bad sense of smell. It turns on and turns off.
Which
like
is weird.
A, yeah, I know. Well, no, I got it broken in karate and a bunch of times, and I had a deviated septum. And now, every now and then, I'll have a really potent smell where I'll smell everything, and then it'll just kind of go away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really
so
weird.
So it kicks in gear, and
it kicks
out
yeah.
of gear.
It's like a you know, one of those spotlights where it just kind of turns on, turns off. But Angel, you have a good sense of smell?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a big guy. You probably can breathe in everything.
And he gets that good air, too.
Yeah, you got your booger beard.
Good air.
Well, the beard is there to filter out all the nonsense. It's like a, you know, like a pool filter.
Hey, yeah. Angel, I got a question. If we have breaking news, but the breaking news is not in Central Florida, the breaking news is somewhere else, is it still breaking
of
news?
Course.
Yeah, I did what's her name passing, and she didn't die here. She died but in California.
Right, then we got breaking news.
What? Oh, well, you got to give me a...
He's the maestro.
You got to give me a heads up that you're going to do this, like,
that's
maybe...
That's why I'm asking.
Hold on.
This isn't as breaking. I mean, this is like news.
Yeah,
no, this is like
it's
subtle.
Breaking news. I've never heard of this before.
Brother.
Huh?
Hold on.
Okay.
Jesus.
It'll be breaking in a minute.
There we go.
It's like a little salsa beat in the background.
Is that it?
Dale. There you go. Do you want it from the beginning?
I don't know. Breaking news. there's a warning in Illinois. City officials in Riverside, Illinois are warning people about zombie raccoons.
Oh, come on. That's worse than my breaking news.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm off
all
the
right.
hook.
Yeah.
All right.
Your Doris Day news.
What do you think a zombie raccoon is?
What do I think a zombie
yes.
raccoon is?
It's a real story. It's a real story, by the way.
Britney Spears' Instagram.
Yeah.
No. Zombie raccoon. Britney Spears' Instagram.
She looks like in some of those posts.
Yeah, it's just shadowy eyes. A zombie raccoon is probably like a cat. A rabies cat.
A rabies cat. Okay, what do you think a zombie raccoon is, Angel?
Huh? And it's not rabies, I guess?
It is not rabies, but there is something...
Raccoons that walk on their hind legs.
Yes!
No!
A distempered virus that is only found in dogs, now is found in a certain number of raccoons. The raccoons, get this, the raccoons are called zombie raccoons because they walk on their hind legs, staggering with their hands straight out and baring their teeth.
That usually happens to dogs.
Like, I've never...
Yeah.
heard of or seen a zombie raccoon or a zombie dog.
Yeah.
We don't need the raccoons becoming that much more smarter. They're the third smartest animal in the world.
Can I ask you guys this in regards to raccoons then?
Yeah.
Sure.
You just... Can raccoons be friends with other animals?
Yes, they can.
I saw
you
the
see
most.
Pocahontas?
I saw the trippiest.
We're just gonna go by the fact the raccoons are walking around like zombies with their hands straight out.
It doesn't surprise me.
I've never heard of such thing.
How about this?
Okay,
I had a gig Friday night. I load my gear out of the gig. Friday night. I walk out. There's a dumpster to my right, and in that dumpster, working together,
yes,
and almost like they were a couple, and it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah,
was a raccoon and a cat.
Yeah,
raccoon and they were working hand in hand. They were totally having a bro moment, and I interrupted it because they were like, you know, they had just were dumping stuff from the party, so I'm sure there was food or something.
Treasure trove.
Yeah, and so it was the two of them, and they're looking at me, and I'm like, what are you two doing? And they're looking at me like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you guys, and I'm seeing it right now, they were working together.
They're like, look, you want to help or what? Just standing there.
It wasn't an inviting look like, you keep it moving, dude.
The cat has issues because of its, you know, four legs. It doesn't have the kind of...
It needs thumbs.
Yeah, it needs thumbs. Raccoons can go in and pick out selective trash, drop it down to the cat.
How often does a raccoon walk on its hind legs like
Never,
a zombie?
But this picture is terrifying. I've been doing it. If you found it? If a tiny raccoon came at you like this.
I'd kick it like
a soccer ball.
Yeah.
No, if this came at you like a tiny, like, furry little zombie.
I'd punt the hell out of it.
It says that when they're infected raccoons, it says they walk on their hind legs staggering and with their teeth bared and showing, walking in circles just like a zombie.
Yeah. Raccoons are very smart, man. They're like little MMA fighters, man. They can just outmaneuver you. They'll run around you. They'll bite your leg. Next thing you know, you got rabies.
Yeah. It doesn't say how they get infected, though.
It's disperse.
It's in all of us already.
Yeah,
it's in all of us already.
Distemper virus.
Yeah.
So wait, if a dog gets this, it gets on its back legs and does the same thing?
That's what they're saying. It's a dog. This will happen to dogs, but they've never seen it happen to a raccoon.
Oh, then I've been laughing at a distempered dog with a little cha-cha slide going in the background at these viral clips where they have the dogs doing it. Because, I mean, I see those little
chihuahuas. But see, here's the thing, and the reason why you don't see it so often in dogs is because that's one of the vaccines that you give your dog.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
I can only find still photos of this happening, so I feel like it's just a guy happened to catch a raccoon in a weird moment. But
they're saying up in Illinois where this is going on, police are saying, listen, you got to get your dogs vaccinated because they could have this zombie disease.
But if Illinois was taken over by zombie raccoons completely, would we really mind?
It's Illinois. I think there's a race there once a year. Yeah. Just stay out of Chicago.
Isn't there a lot of cool stuff in Illinois? There's a lot of cool stuff in Illinois.
Yeah, Chicago, I guess.
Chicago's awesome.
It's the Raccoon City.
The Blues Brothers, dude.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Guys, you don't have to love everything, okay? It's okay.
I don't. I hate you.
You guys are like, ow. I got pride for my hometown of Orlando.
Yeah, man.
The APK.
Wait, this wasn't a versus Chicago thing. You just said, let's destroy Chicago.
No, if they're weaponizing raccoons, I'm not trusting that state. Sorry, that's my rule.
You know, Carlos said it earlier when he was doing this to the top, and he was talking about the different accents and how the people from Texas. I mean, there's two. When you ask, like, who's really proud of where they're from? People from Texas and the people from New York.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And really, everyone else kind of falls, you know.
Now, Louisiana, but that's not an overall. It's mostly New Orleans.
New Orleans people are very super, super proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's something about especially Texas.
The Chicago accent, though. If you got the right guy doing the Chicago accent, it's way different. And there's a guy that I follow. I'm going to see if I can find his videos real quick so you can hear him. He goes by Grillin' Dad on Instagram.
Yeah.
And this dude is awesome. And his accent, I'm always fascinated.
I can't even think of what a Chicago accent is.
Hold on, here we go. Let's see if I got it set. Hold on. Where are you at?
Is it like Minnesota?
No, it's Chicago.
It's like Chicago. Think of, you know, Mike Ditka, and you got these kind of ways. You got to go down here.
An extra large Big Green Egg. So this will come in very handy. I get a lot of questions from you guys on how the different sizes work. So this will be nice.
It's very Minnesota.
Compared to the large that I have now. We've got the new modular tables, so these will hold the eggs and then give extra room for prep space.
This dude, I love him. I follow him on Instagram. He's always doing stuff with the Big Green Egg and everything, but now he's been posting more videos and listening to him talk. I'm just mesmerized, and he's from the greater Chicago area.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bears.
Grilling with Dad. Go holler at
him. Modular.
Wassies.
Modular.
Modular here in Chicago.
Chicago.
We're going to go to Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Watch the modular television screens. Go see the Bears.
You can go get a brat.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up here in a couple minutes. You listen for the keyword, which is coming, and you text that keyword to 200-200, all right? And that's all you got to do, and then wait. And then if you see a phone call from a number you don't recognize, make sure you answer it. We have given away $14,000 so far. We really would love to do it again today. So good luck to you. Give it a shot. And when we come back, we'll do some trivia. Your chance to win some stuff, so get on the line. The telephone number to dial is 407-916-1041. You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning. You can win that. Good luck to you. Just give it a shot. Might as well. Just type in that keyword. Wait for iHeart to call you in about an hour to tell you you won $1,000. Take that $1,000 and have a party. Take that. What would you do? You get $1,000 cash.
I'm redoing the interior of my car.
Okay.
That's the project that I'm doing.
Is that what you're on that project now, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a place to do that. I would, because I got the exterior already done, and I'm going to do something with the engine later, but it's the interior that I haven't really figured out yet.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes all here today.
$1,000.
Triple R segment. And it's brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Brad Siebert and his staff. They're licensed lenders, okay? So it's not like going to a bank. You're going to a licensed lender who can get the money for you. I worked with them, ended up getting my loan through Western Union. It worked out great. They got me a great interest rate and helped me a great deal. That's what happens when you work with WeAreNotTheBanks.com. They'll get you a great interest rate and get you the house that you're looking for. They can close on most loans in 21 days. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. They've got VA loans, FHA loans. If you've got good credit or bad credit or you're self-employed, they can help you get into a new home. Just call Brad Siebert and his staff at WeAreNotTheBanks.com. That's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Can't be any more pleased with them, man. They do an incredible job, and you'll love it as well. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. What prizes do we have to give away, Angel? A lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Yes, sir. The prize pinata is brought to you by Centel Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company. Whenever the monsters need to move, we have you, Centel Family Moving and Storage. Family-owned and operated. Make moving day that much easier. Visit the website. That's CentelMoving.com. That's CentelMoving.com. Especially with the weather changing and it being hotter on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Let them do it.
It's going to rain every afternoon, and you've got your buddy, and you got your stuff, and you put it in the back of this truck, and you're going down I-4. And then next thing you know, the rope breaks, the mattress flies up, and then it starts to rain.
Yeah, that's not a good time.
None of that's good. Just call Santos.
All right, up first, we got a pair of tickets to Porkapalooza. That's at Wassey's. We've got... I just had to... Ron Dimpelmeyer, Mayor. I'm sorry if I said it incorrectly. It's Dimpelmeyer, yeah. He's holding Porkapalooza there at Wassey's. And basically what's awesome about this, much like Grillin' Dad, he's going to take over and show you what he can do on a big green egg.
Looks like they're moving Porkapalooza from my apartment in Daytona.
Yeah, pulled pork sliders with pimento cheese. You've got stuffed pork loin roast. You've got pulled pork mac and cheese. You got cast iron bacon s'more dessert. Those are just to name a few of the items on the menu. If you want to get tickets yourself, go to wassiesmeatmarket.com and pick them up there.
Okay.
We also have a pair of tickets to Beer America. That's going down this Saturday, May 18th. Same thing with the Wassies event. That's this Saturday, the 18th. May 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. with over 100 American craft brewers in celebration of American Craft Beer Week. This event is held at Gaston Edwards Park and includes live music, food, and craft beer samplings. For tickets, go to BeerAmericaOrlando.com.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun.
We have a family four-pack of tickets to the IMAX advanced screening of the thrilling and vibrant live-action adaptation of Disney's 1992 classic Aladdin.
Ooh.
Starring Will Smith, and that's going to be next Tuesday, May the 21st.
I will be there.
You think it's going to be a hit? You think it's going to be a hit?
I think it's going to be a huge hit, and I think it's going to be at the 4D Point, and I know it's at Point Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's in the 4D ride, but if it is, I can't wait. I'm taking my wife, my daughter. It's the premiere. And they're also doing a really cool thing. We'll find out more about it. It's called hashtag friend like me, where you can actually hashtag that, and then Disney gives a dollar towards a really great charity that helps a lot of people.
I forgot that was the song from Aladdin.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me.
We got a four family pack of Gatorpalooza tickets. Gatorland kicks off its 70th anniversary with Gatorpalooza this Saturday, May 18th. You got live music, you got artisans, vendors, family fun, games, giveaways, and more. Get your tickets at Gatorland.com.
Guess who works at Gatorland? Savannah.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I got the sexiest accent in the world. That's South Carolina.
Yeah.
And every gator thinks it's sexy, and everybody who comes in, bitches.
Wrap it up.
Go see Savannah at Gatorland.
We'll wrap it up with a four-pack of tickets. See the Dan Band this Saturday. It's going to be at 8 p.m. at the Hard Rock Live. There's a very few tickets left for this event. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, and those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thanks, Angel. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Who do you want? Let me go top or bottom? Off the top it is Anna from Leesburg. You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Anna?
Good.
Well, I'm glad you're doing well.
I'm excited.
I have a trivia question for you, and if you get it right, just take a prize, whatever prize you want. And if you don't get it, then one of the fellas here can help you out, okay?
All right.
All right. Are you on your way to work now?
I'm about to drop my daughter off at school, and then I go home and babysit a baby.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well,
have a good day at school, honey.
Here we go. Name the company that has just redesigned their candy for the first time in 125 years. So name the company that has redesigned their candy for the first time in 125 years.
Mars.
Mars, incorrect. Who do you want to help you? You've got Angel, Carlos, Ryan, and that's it.
That's actually a really good answer because we're trying to get to Mars.
Yep.
Very futury.
Mm-hmm. All right, girl. I want to win
Carlos,
for you.
Carlos, name the company that has redesigned their candy for the very first time in 125 years.
Is it Hershey?
That's a company.
Hershey. Well, you said company. Like, you said.
You think they redesigned the Hershey bar?
What did you say? You said
I name said the name the company that redesigned their candy Masterful. For the first time in 125 years, and you're trying to tell me you think the Hershey bar has been redesigned?
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, have fun babysitting that baby. I wanted to win for you because, you know, mothers who take care of their kids and are at home, they don't get enough credit. So if that little prize, hopefully you go to Aladdin and you can meet you there. What do you think?
Do you want to go see Aladdin? No.
You know what? Forget about it. I should have said Skittles.
All right, I'll put you on hold. You take whatever prize you want, Anna. Thank you for calling. You guys got it right.
Man.
Asking the kid, do you want to see Aladdin? No.
No.
That says a lot.
That does say a lot, doesn't it?
It does say a lot.
I'm wondering if Aladdin's too old.
It doesn't matter whether it's old or not old. It's whether this version connects with this generation. Right. If they see the commercial and they feel compelled to want to see it, they want to see that story, they don't have a point of reference. You know, my kid hasn't even seen the old Aladdin. And she saw the trailer for the new one. She was like, eh.
Yeah,
Most of them don't really, and I don't think they know who Will Smith is, right? If you're 6 and 7...
Well, what would he have done to connect other than
nothing?
Like, no.
Yeah.
But you know, it's and it is a cast. It was directed by the guy who did what's his face, Lock, Stock, and Smoking Barrels, and
Guy Ritchie.
I wonder how it's going to do internationally in the other markets, though, too.
So here's what they've redesigned the Hershey bar.
The Hershey's
what
bar done, is not a candy bar. I know it has the word.
Oh, it's
bar
not called a candy
there.
Bar.
It's a flat.
It's a candy bar.
It's candy delicious. Bars like a Snickers, a Mars bar, a Milky Way, a Three Musketeers, like long log form for a candy bar.
Keep doing that.
Yeah,
that
looks stop. Good.
Here's what they did.
It's a long log.
And it's almost like, okay, listen, Oreos. Man, they do a lot of really cool stuff to connect with people, and other companies do a lot of cool stuff to connect with people. So we're gonna get in there too. But I don't know if this really worked. Basically, the Hershey people, they're gonna put emojis inside all little squares.
That's not a real redesign.
It's not a redesign.
Well, I mean, I guess they've never fully redone the bar, so it's you're right. If it was shaped different, but Oreo doesn't shape them different other than the Easter egg.
You're right. But yeah. I'm saying to say, call it a redesign as opposed to saying, hey, we've changed the way that the imprints are.
Yeah, they're going.
Because you're thinking redesign, I would have thought like what Ryan is claiming is a candy bar. I
agree.
Thought they would have done it like a Three Musketeer, like they would have made it.
Oh, right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, basically they put emojis in them. They're calling it the emoji bar.
Yeah, thank you, 2010 man, who's in head of marketing. I got it. The kids are really into these emojis. My daughter sent me two semicolons and a smiley face.
Are they going to use the poop emoji?
Yeah. Next month, hashtag.
Yeah, no, exactly. Everybody's on MySpace.
Yeah, it kind of screams of a little desperate.
A little dated, but they're okay. Hershey's doing fine. Actually, to me, the Hershey bar is a go-to when you want that straight chocolate love. And, that's a whole different story.
But, straight
chocolate Boston love. I like it. You break off a little piece. Right? You try not to eat the whole thing. You put it, what I do, I put it back in the fridge. So I come back maybe after dinner, little snap off there, snap on.
Yeah.
I like the Hershey white chocolate, though.
Get out of my face.
What?
Nobody likes white chocolate.
The white chocolate's good.
Yeah, see?
No, white chocolate.
Outvoted.
Forgotten chocolate. Let's just forget. White chocolate is maybe a decoration on top of a chocolate or a milk chocolate.
Can you name a white chocolate candy bar?
There is no such thing.
There is. I used to be addicted to them.
Is it Zero?
Zero bar, yeah.
Exactly, because that's the worth of it.
I used to love the Zero bar.
Nobody. Rush, you
I was
like
the only
everything.
One. I thought I'd be in a rebel. Me and my buddies would go up there, and they'd all would get it. You know, and I'm getting a Zero bar.
What did you have, remember whatchamacallits? Did you eat those?
No, they didn't do it.
Mars bars.
Yeah.
What about Snickers?
Everything else.
all of the above.
All of the above. I just did. I don't remember the first one. What'd you call them? Whatchamacallits?
Whatchamacallit, yeah.
That's that old timey version of candy bar. That's for somehow it's candy and it's not good.
I only remember the commercials.
Down there with like an O. Henry.
Yeah, my grandma loved the 100 grand.
100, ugh.
Yeah,
hey,
she loved the 100 grand.
But it does seem like, in order to stay relevant and to stay on top of people's mind, you know, like Oreos has been able to do, and they do so many cool things with different flavors and stuff like that, that other companies are probably going, okay, we got to do something because people have forgotten that we're over here. I mean, because they've been around 125 years.
But everything's got its lane, right? So when you go for a Hershey bar, you go because it is a chocolate bar. They offer other products that do that. The Kit Kat bar. Kit Kat, and I don't know why it hasn't.
Is that a Hershey product?
I think it's part of the
company.
I think
that's Mars. I don't think that's.
But isn't that all the same company
now?
No.
Hershey and because Mars and another one had
M&M.
A big battle.
Regardless, it's what I'm saying is that, for example, with these companies, Kit Kat is one that adopted that. And then you could get all kinds of different flavors of Kit Kat.
You can see
there's really awesome ones. And then it's like got the green tea ones. They've got, you know, just different things. And for whatever reason, that niche with Kit Kat hasn't taken off here. I always get mine imported from Tokyo.
When you're the king of the mountain, like the Reese Cup, you don't really have to do much changing there, right?
Yeah, they're always changing.
Yeah,
they went for an E.T. movie in the 80s to get
But Reese hasn't done the thing where they've added a different ingredient.
No.
It's always peanut butter and chocolate.
But
they've changed their shapes. They got the hard shell for the Reese's Pieces.
Oh.
They do the shapes for Halloween and for Easter. They've got the Reese's Sticks.
Angel is fired up right now.
I know. I was recently I was recently disturbed by an M&M commercial.
Why?
There's a brand new M&M commercial out right now.
It's for
hazelnut M&Ms.
Okay.
And in the commercial, they're going to reveal the character for the hazelnut M&M, and the other M&Ms had eaten him like cannibals.
They are cannibals.
They're candy.
So it was all that was left were the gloves and the boots.
That's awesome.
And they're covered in like zombie M&Ms. And we ate him. I was like, this is disturbing.
He was so good.
You know, I think the Reese's Pieces were created for E.T.
They were
100%.
They went to M&M's and they wanted exactly. Thank you, Russ.
he couldn't get away. He had to get it out.
Jesus Christ! Oh, my
goodness. And you're right, Carlos. Kit Kat is Nestle.
Yeah.
Oh. So when they did that, the sales for Reese's Pieces went crazy. up and up and up.
Well, they went crazy because it didn't exist before, and then it did.
And then everybody wanted them because you know, the alien wanted them.
Underrated candy, though, the Reese's Pieces.
I don't like is the big Kit Kat. The big Kit Kat is too much wafer. Too big.
Like the one they do for like the holiday kind of thing?
No, they got them straight all the time now. It's a thick, big Kit Kat.
I know exactly because they do that with all the candy bars. They sell like the oversized version
It's
$3. I agree with you.
Just give me the straight four piece. Give me a break.
But I do like the four pack of the Reese's sticks. That's the only
Reese's
way they
see stick. Okay,
that's the only way they sell them. So those are delicious.
Is it supposed to be Reese's or Reese?
It doesn't matter.
It's Reese. His name is Reese. It's his pieces. It's Reese's.
We know what you're talking about. Reese's pieces.
Yeah, it's not Reese's.
We don't call it Reese's.
Recess monkey's pieces. It's due to a monkey. Those.
All right. So you're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Thanks for listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and you can always check us out on our YouTube channel. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube if you want to turn that on. And you can see shows from, last year?
Oh, yeah. And just so fun to hang out with everybody in the chat room. If you haven't joined, go through monsters.fm and hang out with us all morning long. You can see fun stuff to us just staring blankly into space sometimes.
Yeah, well, I got my Paul Stanley book. I was reading a little bit, but then I was reading some story that we're going to talk about here in a second. But here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Last year, when we had the Orlando Science Center come in and we blew up a bunch of stuff in the parking lot, that was with Vince Taylor, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Vince Taylor. And so you weren't with us then, were you?
No,
you...
I was not.
Oh, okay. But I know we did it on YouTube, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we had the other YouTube folks for that. Okay. I'm just trying to remember. Well, anyway.
yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, they're coming tomorrow.
The other YouTube people? I'll fight them.
No. The Orlando Science Center to blow up a bunch of stuff.
Oh, sweet.
You can take it down the parking lot, and you could blow stuff up this year.
Awesome. That is the best day ever. What is it, tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is tomorrow.
Yeah. So you get to blow up stuff in the parking lot tomorrow.
Woo!
You'll have a lot of fun with that. Hey, so this is a new trend. And, you know, I would have thought this would have been a bigger deal earlier. But they're saying a lot of people now are getting something called, instead of prenups, petnups. So,
this makes sense though.
Yeah. So, because, you know, in a split up, in a divorce, you're not married, Ryan, but you live with your girl, mm-hmm. you guys have a dog, in a split up, like who gets the dog? They're saying that is going to court now more and more than ever before.
Wow.
And that people are getting pent up, making that decision beforehand. Can you imagine, you know, God forbid, I mean, if you had to think though, like who gets the dog mm-hmm. if something went south? Who would you say gets the dog, Carlos?
I don't know. I'd probably get the dog because he's a big dog, and so he's a little hard to handle. So I would probably get it. I don't know. I don't think I would want to go to court over it. Jesus Christ, they're a dog.
But there are people that, you know, that's the way that they get, they're very emotional about it. The dog is part of the family, and it's a big, big fight.
Yeah. I got a kid, so, I mean, it's like, I'm focused on that. But, yeah, a lot of people, especially... you know, relationships. To me, that says they still want to be together.
So in this first quarter of the year, it says that you know, there are thousands of people that are fighting in courts over their over their split up and their dog.
That's pathetic. I used to date a girl who had visitation rights to her dog from a last relationship.
I have friends that had made those agreements, and they didn't go as far as court, but I guess they like it's a binding agreement.
Uh-huh.
And heaven forbid one of those people mess up on keeping the other one aware of it, like, hey, I'm not going to be there for you to be able to pick him up or that kind of thing. Because they're still so agitated at each other that spills yeah. into another argument.
I know the same thing where people, they were dating for a long time. They split up. They were with the dog together. So now they still have visitation rights on the dog. And, like, you know, she'll come over and get the dog every once in a while, and then he'll have the dog. And, that kind of keeps them in the same world because of the animal.
Yeah, it always seemed to me like that's a way to, like, stay in somebody's life
Absolutely.
After it's over. And I never liked the idea. That's why I like the idea of having the petting up. You one way or the other, you get the dog. You don't get to see the dog. Have a great day. We're done here.
So when do you do a
clean breaks?
You know, it doesn't say here in this article when you do a petting up. Obviously, you do a prenup before you, you know, before you get married. So you and your wife get a dog, and you're like, hey, listen, by the way, now happy Valentine's Day. I got you a dog. Now, well, listen, we have to sign this petting up. You know, because if we were split up, who gets the dog? Like, you don't make that conversation. You don't have that conversation in the middle of a marriage, do you?
Well, I don't know, man. It could be as simple. Like, it could cost as much as sharing a car. Like, if you get the right kind of dog, you buy an expensive purebred dog, all the vet bills, everything else that goes along with it. Maybe what if the person doesn't want the dog?
Oh, right.
Like, what if
you take the dog?
Yeah, you get the puppy. Everybody loves the puppy. Puppy's a great time. Dog gets older, and it's like, hey, you said in the petting up you were taking the dog.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Can you fight back and cancel the petting up?
I think in a relationship, you kind of know, don't you know, one of the two people love the animal more than the other one. You know what I'm saying? Like, how often, you know, with your kids, you always go, oh, we love them the same. But with a dog, isn't there one?
They only imprint on one person, right? Like, a dog will like one person better generally.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm thinking of my dog right now, and he loves both my wife and I. I would say evenly, and I would say that one or the other, but I don't feel that way. Maybe it is me. I don't know.
See, our dog,
you feel that way because it is you,
probably.
Yeah,
our dog knows who the alpha male is in the house. He knows it's me, but I think he's closer, definitely, with Mary Ellen because it was her dog from the from the beginning. A petting up. That's an odd concept.
I like the idea when prenups were first told to me as a child of what they were, I was like, that's a great idea, and I felt that way forever. Like, I don't feel like it ruins love in a way. It's just like prepare, like it's like having a gun. Like, you hope you never need it, but if you need it, it's there. Like, that's the same with a prenup. It's like you don't want to use it, but it's nice to know that, like, there's like a way out. And everything is like,
and nothing spells love like there's a way out.
That's the plan. That's the ultimate.
Romantic.
Love is a chemical reaction in your body. It makes you an illogical person.
Yeah.
And you got to add some logic. You got to be reeled in a little bit sometimes.
I wonder what the prenup ratio is to, like, people actually getting divorced. Like, if, you know what I'm saying? Like, do more people get...
That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, more people get divorced having it, or the people that do have it, do they get divorced? The people that don't have it? I'm sure there's some data out there about it, but... I think it's okay to have a prenup if you've lived a life. Like, I met my wife when we were really young. We didn't have crap. It's not like we still have a bunch or anything. But I understand if you're you've already been married one time. You find somebody, you really love them, you have a lot of wealth, or you have things that you want to protect. I totally understand that, and I think it can totally work out. But the onset jump of, like, you know, your first marriage, your first everything, you're like, okay, just in case it all goes out, you got this, right? I don't know if that one works out as well.
A petting up. If someone asked you, you know, like Angel, let's say you got together with a girl and you're getting serious about her, and she says, listen, we can get married, but, you know, we have to have something that says, you know, I get to keep my dog if we don't make it.
Good, because I don't want to see your ass anyway.
right.
I mean, I'm kind of agreement with you in that regard. If we're at the point where we're not going to be in any kind of relationship, I'm not that dude that wants to entertain the idea of casually seeing you over an animal. I'll go get me another dog.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? I'll find one. There's plenty. I'll go to Orange County, the shelter here, and adopt like a dozen of them.
Yeah, exactly. You know? If you're like, I get it. Women are usually tend to be more emotional than guys. There are some really emotional guys out there. But if you're like still, you have a girlfriend, but you're like, but I got to go see Snickerdoodle.
Yeah,
I love him. It's my weekend with him, and we go to the dog park, and I throw that ball, the tennis ball with the stick. I'm like, be a man. There's a million other dogs out there. The dog is going to forget about you eventually.
Okay, I did find some prenup facts, but I can't find anything about people with prenup. Only 5% of people get a prenup who get married.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting to me. And then, okay, so half of marriages sort of end in divorce. But only 11% of people think that their marriage is going to end in divorce.
You do realize, and nobody would get married if they thought they were going to get divorced. And what were you saying before that?
Yeah. Only 5% of people get prenuptial agreements.
Yeah. Because you know, most people get married for love, not for logic.
And,
you
know?
And most people don't have crap.
And most people, I guess, agree with you. 60% of people surveyed said like having prenup would lead to divorce is their logic.
Well, I think whenever you put a definitive thing on something, I mean, the mind tends to go there, and it's a way out.
Yeah,
you know.
But isn't it sometimes good to have a way out? Wouldn't you say like a lot of people stay together because it's just a disaster if you were to like get a divorce? Like a lot of people stay in really negative situations for a lot longer than they need to. Because of the disaster of getting
but
divorced.
But it's not a disaster. People always blame it on the kids. We're staying together for the kids. The kids are resilient. They're going to be fine. There's never been a kid who's like, after my parents got divorced, I didn't know what to do. It's usually an excuse that people make because they don't want to face the reality of the situation.
But your parents weren't married, right?
My parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were married.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You thought my parents were just like some swingers in the 70s or something?
Yeah, just
really?
hanging out and maybe live together for a little bit. When did your parents get divorced?
When I was 17.
Oh, okay.
You're a lot older.
There's a lot older.
Yeah, so I mean.
I think it does affect people when they're younger.
But you know what? Wish they would have gotten divorced earlier.
Yeah, see?
Because I was like, if they weren't doing it for me. They were doing it because they both didn't want to face the situation. It wasn't like they fought all the time, but I just could tell. They didn't have a real relationship. My dad did his thing. My mom did her thing. And I knew that's, and the irony is, I knew that's not what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some kids end up going and doing exactly what their parents did. For me, what I wanted was a really united unit of a, and that's what I have. So I can't say that for everybody, but it kind of worked out for me to see like, that's not what I want. I want something different.
Yeah, I just don't, I think for me, like when I look at a prenuptial agreement, I think of it in the way of like, all right,
logic.
Things could go bad. At this moment right now, I don't think so. I love my girl very much. But if we were to get married, I'd be like, things go bad. I want you to be taken care of. Because my lady's been divorced before.
Right.
And she got screwed.
Right.
Like, real bad. And I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want her going into this thinking like that could happen again. So the prenup would be for both of us.
So the way you would sell it to her is, hey, I'm doing this for you, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah. All right. You're listening, to Monsters of the Morning. Well, let me just say, I just saw for the first time the artwork for issue 3 for Jolly Jane.
Yeah.
And you saw it too, right?
Yeah, I saw it too.
This is the steamiest, graphic novel. The most graphic of the graphic novels. Wait till you see it, Carlos. Your character looks badass in it.
Oh, man.
I will say.
He's a very giving character. I'll say that about
yeah. him. We'll be at MegaCon. Your opportunity to get issue 3, which is out of the three, this would be the best one. You can get it at MegaCon this weekend. It goes from Thursday till Sunday at MegaCon. Look for the Real Radio booth, the Big City Comics booth, and you can get issue 3 of Jolly Jane. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos and Ryan Holmes, and now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports.
Monster Sports brought to you by Monsters.fm. Go to our different blogs. everyone's posting different content, things that they find interesting, things that they find funny. This morning, we talked about it earlier, the passing of TV legend
Tim Conway.
Tim Conway.
Yeah.
And I was able to find that video of the scene that basically... I think it's probably one of the funniest moments on television where he's basically talking about an elephant and its trainer, and the cast can't keep it together.
Yeah.
And it's as a kid, that was probably one of the first times I saw people on television breaking character, because the way that he tells the story, they're just completely beside themselves and they can't look at each other. They can't look at him.
And he was known for that.
And he went for it. He kept adding on to it and adding on to it. And he had the three of them. And we're talking Carol Burnett and the other actors on that show.
It was Harvey Korman.
And what was the lady that played the grandma? Because she's famous too.
Huh?
Who played grandma? She was famous as well.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah. So he has the three of them like putty in his hands, and they can't do anything except sit there, and he goes for it, and it's probably one of the singular television comedic moments that I remember as a kid.
And they said they would rehearse it one way, but then Tim Conway would come in and think of a funnier way, because he was trying to crack them up. And as an audience, it makes you, I don't know, it made you even love it even more. So
if you go back and listen to the interviews, or listen to them tell them stories, that's exactly what they said. They were like, we rehearsed it, and we thought it was going to, we weren't sure about it, and we were hoping that he would bring something to the table.
And he would kill.
He comes for this, and he just unloads on the three of them, and they can't keep it together. It's a pretty neat moment to watch. And again, this was on the days of live television. Another clip that I grabbed out there on the weekend that John Wick 3 opens up, and you guys have heard me go on and on and on about how Keanu Reeves doing the three-gun training for the first John Wick, how that just, you know, got me going and wanting to learn how to do that. You gotta watch Halle Berry do the three-gun shoot.
Oh, does she do it?
Her training for John Wick 3. And she goes to the same school. He's there with her. The same professionals that trained him trained her for this. And just, again, it's a form of movie shooting. It's called Gun Fu, and her getting prepared for it. And it's fun to see her go through that similar experience. Those two video clips are up on monsters.fm under my blog. Last night, we had the NBA draft. And this is the moment that will go down in infamy as when the NBA has it against the Knicks.
And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
What? The Pelicans.
Wow. All right. Barring a trade, New Orleans will pick first overall.
And that right there sent the internet and the Twitter sphere into hyper overdrive with accusations of conspiracies. Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy,
and,
why?
And just the NBA has it in for the Knicks. And they just made me laugh all night long uncontrollably. But this is an interesting kind of dynamic. So now the Pelicans, who were looking, were staring down the barrel of losing their biggest star, now have been armed with the fact that they're going to be able to go out and draft this kid. Like, if this goes down the way that it's supposed to, and they draft Zion Williamson, that is a very compelling argument for a guy like Anthony Davis to be like,
stick around.
You know what? I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you want to keep him around, though?
Who?
Anthony Davis? You really, with all the drama and everything?
Yeah, because it happened to Tim Duncan. It's happened to Kobe Bryant. It's happened to a bunch of superstars that wanted to leave town, that had active, you know, trade talk, different free agency talks.
I mean, nothing happened.
And nothing happened, and they go on to win championships. I think this worked out perfect. I genuinely am happy for New Orleans Pelicans. They were screwed over this year with Anthony Davis preempting his trade, trying to get traded. It's almost it's karmic that they got this.
So the Pelicans now, I mean, now they become they got a guy that obviously looks like he's going to be great. They become a player now in the
Not necessarily.
I mean, it's one thing to amass the talent. It's another thing the coaching. It's another thing the ownership. The thing with the Pelicans is that they're not the best run organization in the NBA.
And look at the Lakers. The Lakers had
The Lakers this year proved to be not one of the best run organizations.
But they had one of the best players. You know.
Yeah. So we'll see how this plays itself out. So basically it goes like this. Coming up in the draft later on this summer, the Pelicans will be picking number one.
New Orleans needs a reason to party. That's a very boring
thing. That's true.
Here's another thing that's interesting. You had the two most valuable franchises, monetary-wise, the two most valuable brands to the NBA.
Right.
And the two least valuable brands, and we're talking about their monetary worth.
So Pelicans
involved in the last four picks available for the draft. So the Pelicans are at number one. The Grizzlies at number two.
Oh, they're in the bottom.
And then you have the Knicks at number three. And then miraculously, somehow, wow, how did the Lakers get to number four?
Oh, did they really get
the Lakers got the number four pick, but it involves because of a deal that they made.
Yeah.
And so because of the other team getting picked at a certain level, that kicked in this deal that they made for a trade, and that's how the Lakers come in at number four.
Gotcha.
Cavaliers are five. The Suns at six. The Bulls at seven. I felt bad for the Hawks. Hawks at eight. Wizards at nine. And then Hawks at 10, Timberwolves at 11, Hornets at 12, and the Miami Heat at number 13.
And Orlando Magic got nothing.
No, we have no picks in the lottery part of that, and that's because of deals that we made. Yeah.
But it's also because we didn't suck. And normally we are in the draft, in the lottery, and we were so used to it. We don't need any young talent. We need some legitimate veterans who are willing to come over here and help us win.
Absolutely. So we'll see how that, you know, how that plays itself out as later on in the summer when the draft actually happens. We had a NBA playoff game last night. We had the Warriors versus the Trailblazers. A couple little tidbits about that. The Curry family, they have become the fan favorite first family of the NBA.
Right.
And so online and everything, they did a ceremonial like flip for which parent was going to
sit on which side,
which jersey they were going to wear to the game.
Oh, that's funny.
That was interesting. Steph just basically. The Splash Brothers are in effect right now.
Yeah, man.
And they're playing like they haven't missed a beat since Kevin Durant went in with the injury. Like, not a beat. They've gone back to what got them there. They're bread and butter, and that's fun to see. When you got Steph taking two dribbles across half court and raising up for a three and drilling it in everybody's face, you know things are good with Golden State. And the way that they handled Portland is interesting. Now, they did hold serve, and that's the playoffs really start with the first game with the home team on the road. You know what I mean? So the game three is what's going to tell us about this series. Golden State should win these next two games at home.
So how long is their dynasty? I mean, it seems like we've been
this
talking
is 5 years.
State.
This 5 is 5 years. Years for them in the Western Conference Finals.
So this is a dynasty.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt. And they should, other than LeBron winning it that 1 year with Cleveland by the skin of his teeth and a block, a legendary block, and a big shot by Kyrie. They could have literally been winning this. They could be going on to win their fifth championship in a row.
So last night, the Warriors win 116-94. Now tonight, we've got Bucks versus Raptors. And this is going to be an interesting dynamic. They match up really well against each other. The Raptors' strength is how they play big men. The Bucks have one of the best big men in the league right now. So that matchup right there is probably going to be the most intriguing part of this. And see what version of the Toronto shows up. If they're shooting blanks, they're going to lose. If they're hitting, obviously, their shots, they're going to be able to pull out that victory. And that is Monster Sports.
What's going on with Predators last week, they got just stomped, right? Horribly stomped.
You're talking the Orlando Predators.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
No. Are they playing? Oh, yeah, they're playing.
Yeah, they are. They're playing. But I think they lost like 71 to 35.
I'm kind of sitting out any other football league.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. It's hard. Like... We got burned a little bit. So we're all like, football.
Right now, in that standing in the National Arena League, they are 1-4.
Ah, okay. Well. What other sports do we have to worry about?
Sports
are coming.
That was the NBA draft. I actually was able to do this. Vlad Jr., he hit two home runs last night. There's a little audio with that. That sounded like.
Still nobody out. Swing and a drive. Get up, ball. Get out of here. And gone. That's two homer night for Vladdy Jr.
So that's Vladimir Guerrero.
Who was that making that call?
The Toronto Blue Jays home team. I don't know the broadcast staff, but that's him making the call. He had a two-run homer night, which, again, if you're a Vladimir Guerrero, you knew how big a bat he swung and how awesome he was as a major league player.
Yeah.
To see his son basically starting off his career this way, it's a pretty neat thing.
Hey, Ryan, did you find yourself, after going to a Major League Baseball game, and I know you complained the entire time, and you talked about how much, you know, this is not a fun sport, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Do you find, though, now that you've been, that when you see it on television, you stop and watch it a little bit more?
Oh, absolutely not.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
No, not at all.
Speaking of baseball, the Rays are
back on top.
They crushed the Marlins last night, 4-0. They got a game today at 7:10. They got two games with the Marlins, and then they're up in New York towards the end of the week.
Yeah. Take that, Yankees.
So the Tampa Bay Rays are right up there.
Look, they're my team now. I'm in. Everything Rays. I'm buying a Sun Dome. My sunroom is now a Rays fan area.
I almost went over and bought T-shirts and everything, so we could be on board. But
oh, sweet. We could have got our favorite player's name. Like, your favorite player. What was it?
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, mine was the other Lowe as well. So too low.
It was Lowe and Lou, I think, is what it was. Oh. Hey, you have an opportunity to win $1,000 coming up here in a couple seconds. So listen for the keyword and text the keyword to 200-200, and you could win $1,000. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Good luck. We've given away $14,000 so far. We want you to be next to make it that $15,000. Just text that keyword to 200-200. You have all day long to do it. Right here on Real Radio 104.1, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes. And Jeff Kaufman is here with us, getting ready for MegaCon, getting ready for issue 3 of our comic book, Jolly Jane. He needs his microphone. Oh, okay. There you go. Just getting ready for a pretty big weekend. I know that you just showed me for the first time. I got to see.
Is it in there?
No, it's in. Oh, I got to see the artwork.
Yes!
Are you sure?
Okay. Good.
It's all good. Issue 3 of Jolly Jane, and there's a sexual part. Let's say, and the artist Let's say maybe.
All right, so Jeff is
Carlos.
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, that's a good-looking man right there.
This
is Carlos the character.
Carlos's character.
And he's a Marvel props comic or whatever. I mean, maker. Ooh, okay. There we go.
No.
Is that all not right?
There we go. Now what's going on here? Jolly Jane. Oh,
I know.
Wow. Here we go.
What was the artist making?
I shadowed that part out. I had to put a shadow on that one. I was like,
hey, it's all good.
I'm
good at that.
All right.
I got to go through the whole thing.
That looks awesome, man, guys.
This is the best issue so far.
This looks amazing.
You're a generous lover, Carlos.
I really am. That's my wife.
I was giving him a good 5 minutes.
Nah, dude, I don't do 5 minutes. When I do it, I'm all about quality, not quantity. That looks fantastic. Congratulations, guys. That looks really good.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'll read it. You know, I want to take the time to read it.
You'll be able to get it at MegaCon this coming weekend, and it starts on Thursday, right, Jeff?
Yeah, Thursday at 4 o'clock. It goes 4 to 9, and then I'll be at it's booth 2004 and 2005. It's the iHeart Big City booth.
Yeah.
So I have to actually do a complete redesign in the next 24 hours because of the way they set it up. But it'll be fun.
Hey, we hadn't talked to you on the air since last week when we went to the baseball game, and I had a great time. Did you have fun at the baseball
game? I got to tell you, going out with you guys, it is definitely has a flavor to it.
I mean,
as a lawyer, I got to look at, well, that's a law we broke, and that's a law we broke, and just shut up and pretend, you know.
Yeah. But when you're rolling with the lawyer, like, there are no rules, right?
Yeah, you want. Oh, it's fantastic, especially going back where everyone's hammered, and I look over, and I knew I had a weird feeling come third inning that I might have to drive this bus.
Yeah.
I looked over at Russ. Yeah. Russ has like 3 drinks in his hands. I'm like, how does he hold 3 drinks? Then he has to like bring Ryan into it and gets him these like little
mason jars.
Yeah.
How do you find a mason jar in a baseball stadium?
I don't know. They had their special whiskey
basically
there.
Basically, it's a craft fair flea market around that stadium. It's fun.
I had a great time. Now, this was your first really encounter. Well, you've hung out with Bo before, but this was your first real hangout with Rose.
Oh, Bo was on full. Bo leans over and he like touched me like 4 times, and I'm driving the bus and I'm just trying to make, and every time we pass a police officer, I'm like waving, I don't know how you doing. And Bo,
Jeff, we're going to the casino. We're stopping at the casino.
And I'm like going, I don't know if we're stopping at the casino. There's, you know, and I lean over to the guy who works with her. I said, listen, when we have about 5 miles left, I'm going to announce to the bus, and I'm going to go with their vote.
Yeah.
And then Ryan goes, I'm winning money. And
yeah.
Then of course, Ross goes, wait a minute, Ryan can lose some money. We're going to the casino.
Yeah, Ryan said he was going to put 150 on black. And I'm like, well, I got to see that. Because I kept saying, no, we can't stop. I got to get home and get to bed. But when Ryan decided he was going to be a complete idiot, but he won.
He got paid.
And he bought us breakfast the next day.
Here's what sucks, though. You were driving the bus, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you drop us off, and by the time he's already won his money, you had to go park the bus, and you walk back to come be with us, and then we're like, okay, we're ready to go now.
Yeah, I got to walk into the casino and then walk out of the casino because I had to park this behemoth that you guys rented. And you know, Ryan broke it.
Oh.
Remember Ryan broke the van?
Yeah, I do remember that.
What happened?
Yo, like, somehow he's
like,
trying to...
We're on air right now. Like, be cool.
He's trying to step in. It's okay. Nobody knows who you are. Yeah. And he goes to stick his foot on, and he rips the siding off the bus.
I know.
I'm like, going, just stick the siding in the thing. We're out of here.
I would say that that's a very poor design of that bus. That bothered me because the way it sits, it looks like a step. And it's not. It's just this black piece that you can't at all step on, or the pop rivets that hold it in, just pull it out. So I get into the bus, won my money, you know, I'm getting in.
Now, he doesn't even try to fix it, Carlos. He just goes, oh, here's a piece of the bus, and he throws it in the bus.
No, I told him to throw it in the bus because he was spending like 20 minutes trying to stick it back on.
Oh, was he?
I've had that problem all the time.
Well, I got it back. It's all good.
I did pick him up something because I got to tell you, that computer's gross. I got you some wipes because I couldn't look at it. We were at the stadium, and he had like literally grit on the screen. Not like ghostly shadow or weird stuff that happens when you use it at night. I'm talking like just dirt.
Yeah.
So,
that's very nice, but you might need a razor blade too to scrape that off.
Oh, it's safe on this. That's why I haven't cleaned it. I don't have anything that would like it was good for computer screens. I don't know if you know this, just throwing water on them is not good.
No. Jeff, did you notice how much sleep Angel got on the bus? He was definitely the smart one who did some sleep.
Angel, some people slept on the bus. Some people slept during the game.
Oh, yeah. Ryan.
You know,
yeah.
We were like, where's Ryan? They're going, oh, my God, we lost him. You know, he got a little drunk. He staggered away. We didn't realize he's 8 seats up out cold and behind us.
How do you not sleep at all? I don't understand how you were able to keep going at all times, and you don't sleep at night.
I don't know. That's probably why I'm tired right now.
He's like on 16 testosterone shots, boner pills, and who else knows?
No boner
medical
pills anymore.
Marvel, yeah.
But I am a medical marvel, that's for sure.
Medical DC.
Hey, question, Jeff. We're doing Monster Sports, and I think this is sort of a sports story, maybe. I don't know. Tiger Woods breaks a silence about the accident. He's being sued. Okay, for those that don't know, so Tiger Woods has a restaurant down in, where is it? South Florida, Jupiter. Has a restaurant. So there was a guy that was working there as a bartender, and he drives home from work and gets into an accident and dies. And now his family is suing Tiger Woods because they're saying, oh, well, your bartender served him alcohol and they knew he was an alcoholic. Wait a minute. If you're an alcoholic and you're a bartender, you're making poor life choices. You can't blame that on Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods wasn't even there.
Okay, here's the big problem I have with lawsuits like this.
Yeah.
Okay, sue the bar. The bar is a restaurant. It has its... Yeah. But when you start attaching individuals to it and say, oh, we're going to sue Tiger Woods too. For those who don't know, this is a legal issue. You start a corporation so people can't sue you personally.
Heard about that.
That's the whole point of it.
Right.
So when an attorney just arbitrarily throws an individual in, when that individual had really nothing to do, he wasn't running the place, he didn't commit fraud,
no.
He wasn't using the place as his piggy bank, you're just doing it to be, I don't know, a douche.
Yeah.
And attorneys do that all the time. Only the biggest douches put people in individually because they know that 2 months down the line, that guy now has to hire a lawyer and he's going to file a motion to dismiss him out of the case because he is protected under the corporate statute.
So does an attorney do that thing and listen, Tiger Woods, unless you just pay us now, we won't pursue this. Is that why they do it? Hoping that Tiger Woods will go, oh man, I don't need my name dragged through the mud anymore. Here, just pay him off so they leave me alone.
Yeah, just so you know, Florida has a comparative negligence state, which means that he could be as responsible as the bar might be responsible. They say, well, he's an alcoholic. He drinks every night. We're going to give you 95% of the responsibility, and we're going to hit the bar with 5%. So let's say they say it's a $1 million case. He gets 95. That means that the bar has to pay 50,000.
Yeah.
You know, so that can happen. If I was the bar, I would absolutely put what they call a proffer of settlement. It means they're going to say, listen, we're going to offer him this money. And if you don't get there and we get 25% less, you're going to pay our attorney's fees. Because when it comes down to it, you know, people have to take a certain responsibility for their actions.
Sure.
And this guy, if he was drinking every night and his family knew he's drinking every night, you know, you're going to blame people because he drove home drunk?
Yeah, and well, they said, the people at the bar knew he was an alcoholic, but he was a bartender. If you're working around alcohol, you are
asking...
A lot
of bartenders are alcoholics. A lot of bartenders. Yeah. I mean, many bartenders, what they do afterwards, they all... And restaurant, just the hospitality industry in general. They sit in the parking lot, they drink for hours afterwards.
I mean, normally you hear this when, for example, let's say this moron, when he's driving home... kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, that family is the family suing the restaurant.
Yeah.
But
not
for
the family.
For his family to sue because he got drunk and did these things, I don't know. That seems a little disingenuous. I mean,
is that the whole thing? Listen, Tiger Woods' name is attached to it. He's a millionaire, a multimillionaire. We'll get something out of it.
Basically, that's the way it works. I mean, they've done that to me before when they've sued companies that I've been involved with. They put my name on it individually. It's just a thing to be nasty because when you flip it and do it to them, they're really offended.
Sure.
They get really mad at you. Why did you? I have a corporation. Why did that not matter when you did it to me? Well, because I'm kind of a douche.
So you don't think anything's going to happen to Tiger Woods in this?
I don't think anything's going to happen to Tiger. I think the company might wind up paying out some money, but Tiger himself shouldn't be responsible for a single dot.
Yeah, we hear that where bartenders are can be held liable for
over-serving
people.
Yeah.
But you said something there, Jeff, about that they put it on and then they essentially know that that name will be taken off, but he has to hire a lawyer, so it's more legal fees, more time, more pay, right?
Yeah, Tiger has probably about 20 attorneys on retainer.
Yeah.
Guys, so the problem with celebrities is every time we live in a world where people are running around, thank you for my big check. You know, be injured, people. You know, be responsible for your own actions sometimes. I mean, I do a lot of personal injury. And what happens is sometimes I have to tell the client, hey, listen, you're not hurt. Mm. You know, just because you're offended, just because something bad happened, doesn't mean you get a big check because you saw a commercial where people are running around with big checks.
Right.
Look under the table. The guy's got no legs.
Yeah.
I mean, things like that. I mean, just let's be honest about this stuff.
Yeah. What else is going on in your world? I know getting ready for MegaCon is a big deal.
Well, yeah, that's huge. We're setting up. We're going to have a good time out there. You know, we have 4 days. It's weird because the Canadians own it. Canadians bought MegaCon from a woman named Beth a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And what happened was is that they go, we're going to do it. We're going to move it from this day to Memorial Day. But they're not having it on Monday because it's a little too expensive to keep the place open on Monday.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
They don't like paying checks.
So Memorial Day is this weekend? I thought it was next weekend.
No, it's this weekend.
No, it's next weekend.
It's next weekend.
It's not Monday.
It's next weekend. Because I have a thing in Sonoya that is.
Oh, well, this is just stupid then. Okay. All right.
Russ just found out it's open on Thursday.
I just found out it's not Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is next weekend. Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll be
my son's
break.
Coming to town for that.
I do want to thank, I'm not going to do this in the nerdy news. I want to do this now. The guys at Kablam, who are printers.
Yeah.
They're an online printer. They're out of Orlando. Please don't go to their shop. They don't take walk-in service. But the guys from Kablam, always at the last minute when I say, oh, guess what? We just got the art in. I just got the last edit in.
Because waiting for the art is the very frustrating part.
These guys do a huge exception for us and actually print the books in less than 24 hours for us.
Yeah.
And that is just an unbelievable gift. And these guys stop their presses to do this for us.
Yeah.
And I can't thank them enough. And I normally call Barry over there, but his partner's a good guy too.
Do they specifically do comic books? I mean,
oh yeah.
Wow. Because Kablam,
Kablam is a serious guy, and they have great business, and they make it affordable so that, let's say I have a book and I can't afford 1,000 books, but I can buy 5 of them or I can buy 10. They do short runs too.
Yeah. And it allows
people to achieve their dreams, which I think is a really cool thing.
For this one, for the issue 3, we're using the same thick cover and the same thick paper.
Like a graphic novel.
No.
This is beyond graphic novel.
Oh, yeah.
This stuff we use, you could use as a coaster. We have tested these things out. Yeah. You could stick a drink on it for 10 minutes and not affect it at all.
And we decided to only make 300 for MegaCon because the next thing, it will be the completion of the graphic novel, which would include, you know, issue 3. So if you want to get issue 3 by itself, it'll be probably a collector's item because we're only making 300.
This is the most, I would say, the most limited mainstream book as far as copies ever made. And I'm not talking about variant copies. I'm talking about the regular issue is only going to have 300 copies. And if you don't get it, it's gone. I decided to do that because I wanted this book to be honestly more special than anything we've done.
Two covers?
Well, we're not talking about the special cover.
All right. Well, anyway,
the cover that stays under the table and actually you gets can
ask for
a lot more.
Ask for it at MegaCon. Let's say.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that cover.
Okay,
it's under
the Voldemort
cover.
Of covers. We don't discuss that.
That is going to be this weekend at MegaCon. When we come back, Jeff Coppin will bring you the nerdy news. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
Keep Alexa busy, or she'll have more time to plot against you.
Alexa, why are you sharpening knives?
I'm not.
Kind of sounds like.
Are you calling me a liar?
Just say Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Real Radio
104.1. So what's going on in the world of nerdy news? Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Ryan and Carlos and Angel. Jeff Coffin is here from Coffin and Lynn. WhenYouNeedUs.com. That's WhenYouNeedUs.com. And of course, this is a big weekend for Big City Comics and for you and I, because it's our third issue of Jolly Jane, and exclusively here at MegaCon, people will be able to get it.
This is really your first, I mean, let's call it a mega convention. An 85,000-person convention. People are coming in. I know we have San Diego, which is 250,000.
Yeah.
But 85,000 people are coming to MegaCon.
Yeah, I remember I visited you last year. We were just started writing the book, I think. We were writing, and you met Mary Ellen for the first time. And I remember going to MegaCon and go, wow, next year, you know, my comic book might be here. You know?
Oh, not might.
Yeah,
it's going to be there,
for sure, we're
bringing issue 2 and 1 with us.
Yeah,
because people might want, and we're.
I already have people asking if they can pick up 1 and 2.
Yep, we're going to have a special package there. We're going to have a special sale going on.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Kathleen just bought the book for $46. Okay. Every once in a while, I see it come down where people order the book online.
Right.
We only have 300 copies, people. So once that's over, there's no getting more.
Yeah.
I mean, this is specifically where there's not going to be a second printing. So I know people are going to be mad, but that's it. Okay, Universal Parks and Resorts have just put out a new patent. And I always go to the patents to see exactly what the new rides are going to be.
Right.
Some people go to, like, Universal. I go to look at the patent place.
Yeah.
And they've created the Super Nintendo simulator they're trying to come out with right now. Is they've combined everything from the Spider-Man ride to the best coasters and everything else like this. So Star Tours... The ride, you are not going to be able to tell whether you're moving or not moving.
Ooh.
So you could be in a dead stop and feel like you're still going 100 miles an hour.
Oh, really?
Wow.
The technology is so fantastic now. We're going to be seeing this in about 3 years, but it's going to be for the Nintendo rides in Japan and Florida.
So they get copyright on it, that way...
the patent, yeah.
That somebody can't recreate it. That way someone else can't do the same thing. So like, so you said Universal is doing this?
It's Universal Studios.
Okay, so that way Disney can't steal it from me.
Yeah, so I mean, that's an amazing thing to see exactly the quality rides are going to be in when the Jolly Jane ride happens. It's going to be ridiculous.
And because they also then replicate it and repurpose the technology to other rides. So if when that's
they'll sell it here,
they can redo it. Like, you know, you see the Spider-Man, that's also like Transformers and several other things. I can't wait to see what Universal does.
So I'm really excited. I really wonder what this park's going to look like, the third Universal park.
Do you know what area it's supposed to be, Jeff?
My feeling is it's going to be Nintendo. It's got to be.
Yes.
And now I heard you talking about Hulu.
Which really cut me up. Oh, okay.
Because you and I have been talking about that for the better. When I told you about Disney got Hulu and what they were going to do.
Ooh.
And they're going, well, they still own this stuff. I said, no, they're going to get it all.
Yeah.
And they finally acquired it all. They're going to pay it off over the next 3 years.
Mm.
And remember when I said they're buying Hulu? The best thing about Hulu is they're going to piggyback Disney Plus.
Yep, and so ESPN.
And the cool part about it is they don't have to recreate the wheel again. They have the servers in place. They have everything going. And I guarantee Disney Plus is just going to be living directly off the backbone that is Hulu.
That's what they said. They're trying to package it up with ESPN because there's ESPN Plus now with Hulu and then Disney. I mean,
but still, to get like Disney movies and stuff like that, you have to go and get the Disney Plus, right?
The Disney Plus, but
won't be available on Hulu.
No. But I guarantee they're going to have a package deal.
That,
if you buy Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN for $14.99. You say $3 a month. Mm. And people go, yeah, just it's easier to buy one thing than one.
Then we're back at the bundled cable thing.
Yeah, we're right.
They knew it. They knew they'd come back around. Now, obviously, Jeff, when they made that gigantic deal with Fox, they had a lot more leverage in every aspect.
A little bit. Yeah. You got a little leverage when you suddenly have a lot of product. Yeah. Now, as we know, the juggernaut that is Avengers Endgame is still chugging along.
Yeah, man.
Now, I saw Pikachu
because I
have to.
You did?
And I took my son, and he kind of looked at me halfway through the movie.
Did he like it?
He hated that movie.
Oh, really?
He was like, oh, and he was going, no Pikachu. No Pikachu. And I'm trying to be cool, but the guy next to me is like, well, you got to take your kid out. I'm like, I want to throw down the autism card. Yeah. He won't. He likes kids' movies, but even
he didn't like
I actually fell asleep twice during it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it might have been I've been working too hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could have been working too hard.
Basically,
but
it's Ryan Reynolds being cutesy again, you know. And Ryan
he's
Reynolds,
the voice of Pikachu?
He's cutesy. That's the problem. It's a G movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he can't really be funny like he normally is.
That's weird to me a little bit, because he's basically a voice. I know he's acting in it, but essentially he's a voiceover for Deadpool, and then he's a voiceover for Pikachu.
Yeah.
So, and two entirely different,
Now, Pikachu killed it. Pikachu killed it. Yeah. You know, I talk about the international markets. We really don't matter on the level that we think we matter anymore.
Really?
Now, probably 80% of the money comes internationally now.
Yeah.
It goes through China, Russia. Everything gets put out at the same time. So, Pikachu did really well. I mean, it did really well, but it didn't do better than Avengers. But this week, I have a feeling, God, I don't want to say it, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to get dethroned.
Yeah, I think so.
John Wick.
Yeah,
John Wick 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think John Wick's what, I don't know, I haven't looked at the numbers, but what, maybe 40, 50 million is going to make?
Oh, no. I think it's, how about I forecast it at 75?
Whoa.
Really?
I think maybe more.
Huge.
Why do you think, because that's a high number for John Wick.
Because John Wick was good.
But it's R-rated, though, too.
So was Deadpool. So was the original, you know. I mean, I think it's going to do even better, because I remember, I heard you guys talking about John Wick the other day. I was driving and you're going, well, you know, when I saw John Wick, I go, this is a fantastic damn movie.
Yeah.
And I told everybody I could say.
I didn't see it
until John Wick 2, and then Angel's like, oh, you've got to see this.
I thought one was better than 2, but...
I agree with you.
One had the rawness about it, but I think 3, they're going long ball. You're going to have a lot... I watched some of the scenes where he's fighting on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
And, you know, since he does ride, and I know you were talking about the $70,000 bike.
Yeah.
And Ryan... Suck it up, man. When they only make so many bikes, that's what you're paying.
You're paying $70,000
for a bike. You know how much all these celebrities sell watches and stuff like this? He actually creates the bike. He's just not putting his name on it.
And sometimes he'd deliver it to you.
Yeah, he'd deliver it to your house.
I mean, I saw an interview
I'm here with your bike.
Keanu Reeves. Well, you know, Keanu Reeves doesn't talk like that in real life.
I know, but it's more fun to talk like this.
Yeah, I know. In the movies, he sounds exactly like that. But they did this interview with him, and, you know, they started to talk about the story that we mentioned a couple times about the plane landing in Bakersfield, and he rented the entire bus, and he changes the subject. He doesn't want any accolades for any of the great things he does.
He always does good things.
Yeah.
You're not going to find an article where he's a bad guy. He gives up a seat in the subway. He gives the cast, like when they did The Matrix, he gave millions of dollars to the cast.
Did you see the story? I was trying to find if it's authentic, but there's reports that he's been funding or kicking down money to various children's hospitals.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 of them, he's been helping them stay afloat.
But he does not want the credit for it.
He has zero interest in getting any kind of accolades for it. They're saying right now it's going at a 95% score on Rotten Tomatoes, and according to them, the tracking could be over 40 million for opening weekend.
That would be huge.
Yeah.
That would be huge. R-rated.
You think 40 million?
No, it's not my number. This is the Rotten Tomatoes. This is the rap. Sorry.
Is John Wick, was that from a comic book? Or
No. It was a book. No.
It was a book. Yeah. Okay.
And very interesting how it's built. You know, how the first one kind of was understated. Mm. People found out about it. Awesome movie. Second one got a little bit more. And now this one probably will have its biggest opening ever.
I hope so. I think it's
the first one was made for $20 million. It made $88 million.
Hmm.
The second one doubled that with $171 million.
Whoa.
Gross, the $92 million domestic. So they're very optimistic with this last one.
Now, let me get off, I think, a little somber news. Remember, we discussed Stan Lee, and I said they're going to get this guy who ripped him off and was a terrible manager and kept him from this, did these hijacked videos with him all the time. They finally charged the guy.
What did they charge him
with?
They
charged him with felony elder abuse.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
So he's, you know. They're going to get this guy. They're going to get him for all the nasty stuff he did.
Is there a reason it took this long to get it in front of him or to get him charged?
I think the scales, how can I say, justice doesn't move as quick as I would like it to be.
I understand that.
On TV, it's like 42 minutes.
Especially in California, but on the justice side, the people who ripped your dad off?
Oh, yeah.
We got them booted out of bankruptcy court.
Oh,
now every attorney who wants to go after them, I met like six of them at the hearing, they're going, it's on.
Oh, and for those who don't understand, we talk about there was a story that it was locally here with Channel 9. My dad had a car, a 57 Chevy, beautiful car. He took it to this place called
Classic Cars.
Just for Toys.
Just for Toys, Classic Cars. Takes it there. The guy basically sells it to somebody in California and never pays my dad.
And he's not alone. And the thing about bankruptcy court was if you don't file soon enough, you lose your rights to be able to go into bankruptcy court. And there were like 5-10 people who passed that date and couldn't be in it, but
who he ripped off as well.
Yeah, but because we pushed it so hard and we got the investigator on the case and everything else like that, they, like usual, they didn't comply with anything, and the judge booted them out of bankruptcy court.
So that means, okay, so you went and made sure they were booted out of bankruptcy court, so this way people can go after this guy individually, correct?
Yep. They can go after the company individually. They can start suing these two individually, and that's what we're going to do.
That's awesome. And he probably doesn't have any money.
No, but as I told their attorney, I said, he goes, well, what will that help? I said, it will help Ray.
Yeah.
And I go, Ray's gone. I said, oh, you think he's gone? He's not gone.
Oh, right? He would love the fact you're nailing
Ray's
him.
Ray's sitting up there going, go get him, Jeff.
Yep. Oh, without a doubt. Yep. Oh, yeah, he's mad as hell. That
just out of curiosity, is there any scenario, Jeff, any scenario at all where there would be a way to somehow get that car back to the Rollins family? Or is that just way out of the scope of what you're able to do?
I got it. As somebody who writes comic books and thinks he's Spider-Man every once in a while, we never know what's going to happen. So there's always a shot.
Oh, wow.
There's always a shot. I don't want you to go, where's the car, Jeff? Don't stop it.
Oh, okay. Because,
never make promises I can't keep with you.
Me and you and Bo could get into a car.
Yeah. I'm not getting in a car with Bo. We don't fit.
I'm going to now.
We're going to the casino.
No, if you're going with him, you're not going to get past Vegas.
We're going to repo.
We're
repo
going to Vegas.
Where are the wings?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I want the crystals and the wings and the bus. Traveling with you guys is, I swear, it's like a bad Cheech and Chong movie.
Oh, there was so much food on that trip.
Mary Ellen's so like, I just brought a little food. 7 plates of crystals. I mean, who brings 200 pieces of crystal?
And Bo ate them.
Yeah, I know. We all ate them. It was good. Nerdy news. So going back to the show that I like on DC Universe, the Titans. When's that coming back?
Volume 2 will probably come out in about 5-6 months.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
But Doom Patrol's been on, but you won't watch that.
No, okay. I did. I started watching it. I got to get back to watching it.
Hey, I'm going to Watchmen. Do you know anything about The Watchmen?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks good. I think a lot of comic book people would put it up there as one of the best comic book movies, you know, that it has.
It was
ever...
one of the best graphic novels.
Graphic novels, there you go.
Okay,
yeah.
But as far as the movie goes, you can only fit so much into a movie. And when you try to overfit stuff, I mean,
TV show fits for this.
If I had to say that a comic book, 4 comic books can make a movie about. But when you get any bigger and you push more pages, it's like trying to get a novel into a movie. Sometimes it doesn't fit and it doesn't translate because you can't put all the great moments you want in it. And I thought Watchmen was an okay movie.
Do you think it serves HBO is going to do it full-blown kind of deal?
HBO, I think, would film a piece of caca if they thought that people would watch it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Are you interested in it?
I'm a comic book guy. I have to be.
Right.
It's just something I do.
I just have to be.
I don't care what it is. This could be the worst comic book character in the world. I'm sitting front row.
You want to watch?
And I'm going to say it's okay. It's,
yeah.
You know, other than Pokemon, I don't go. If you're an adult, don't go.
Yeah.
But I can tell you the Bond movie, David Craig's hurt.
He got hurt pretty bad, right?
Really?
Yeah.
He's so bad he had to come to the U.S. to get medical treatment.
What happened?
That's how socialized medicine in England is. When people get hurt, they come here.
It was a tip of a finger, right?
No, he shattered his ankle.
Oh, no, but this, okay, and that's just a, on the list of all the things that, that's why when we hear him and he says, I'm done with this.
That's a hell of a shoot, man.
And then we find out, and this is these are the other injuries that he's had doing that, was the, he broke a tooth, he's lost the tip of a finger, and now adding the ankle injury to this while making this movie.
It's tough to be 007.
Well, it's worse than that. There's guys that I really respect who do a lot of their own work. Like Tom Cruise is one of those guys. And I know we pick on him sometimes, but this dude is a monster when it comes to fighting through injuries. I mean, I watched him when he shattered his ankle jumping from one rooftop to the other. And he gets up and runs through the scene. And they're going, that's Tom. He's going to finish that scene.
He's a movie star. No.
Him, Jackie Chan, guys like that. You know, I really respect the guys who, you know, put their bodies out there because they want that shot. Because it doesn't look the same when you see the back of the head.
And you know it's not that guy. Who's the nerd of the week, Jeff?
Again, I'm going to call our boys from Kablam.
Yes.
I think these guys are fantastic human beings, and they do so much for the indie comic book world that so many artists, so many creators who don't have that opportunity to work for Marvel and DC are able to actually get their works printed because these two guys in this little office in the middle of nowhere, and I'm not telling you where it is because you can't go, help them get their dreams to come true.
Texting service, a bunch of questions, and I've got like five or six of them saying, can you get Jolly Jane issue 3 only at MegaCon? Yes, issue 3 is only going to be at MegaCon.
If we run out, it's an SOL issue.
Okay.
But contact me before that, and I will try to put a certain amount away for those who inform us before. But this is MegaCon. We want to do this great thing. But if you contact me before this weekend, I'll try to put those books away for you.
We're in booth 204, 2004, 2005?
Exactly.
So those are the booths that we're in, 2004, 2005.
And if Russ isn't there, that's just because he's in the bathroom or eating or hasn't showed up. And if Carlos isn't there, it's because he shows up whenever he wants to.
I'll be there Sunday.
Yeah. Carlos is like a shark. He sits at the booth for like 2 seconds, and he's got to go.
I'll sit and sit and sit until it's like, if the bathroom or food.
I'll be there a lot of times. I mean, it's a little different than Spooky because iHeart's also having me out, so I will.
I'm going to put a clock out and I'm going to go. We're going to have a joke. We're going to watch Carlos go. Watch Carlos come back. Watch Carlos go.
Now, we have the Carlos posters with Jolly Jane, right?
I'm bringing like 30 copies of the issue 2 that Carlos is in. But the issue 3, this is Carlos's issue. He's not on the cover, but this he's loaded for bear all through this. I'd say 30 panels of Carlos.
Yeah, it's good.
I love that much Carlos.
It's the best episode or 30 issue.
30 panels of Carlos. That sounds like a really bad HBO show.
Or Latin porn, yeah.
This is the best issue so far. You guys will dig it. It's called Jolly Jane.
It offends me, so it's good.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. If you need to get a hold of Jeff, it's whenyouneedus.com. That's whenyouneedus.com. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
Listening to Real Radio 104.1 online at realradio.fm, on your phone with the free iHeartRadio app, and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos. We are an iHeartRadio station. Real Radio.
And issue 3 looks good, man. I'm excited. It's like a kid,
When did you see
Christmas.
The final version?
I just saw it right before you guys saw it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, like the artwork, we wrote this a long time ago, and that's exactly the way I wrote it. And, when I look at the different panels, it's like, oh, that's exactly the way I described it, and it's so neat to see an artist bring to life your vision. Like I dreamed about it, right? So I would dream about it and write it down and say, this is the way I want it to look. And then you send it to an artist like this guy, Ken Hunt, and he makes it, it looks exactly like I had imagined. It's really cool.
It does look great. It is provocative, that's for sure. But it's awesome looking.
Yeah, if it were made into a movie, it'd be rated, what's above rated R?
NC-17.
It'd be NC-17, which is probably not good because they don't make many of those, do they?
No.
They don't make a lot of money either, so you'd have to tone down.
You'd get a hard R.
Yeah.
Hard triple R.
I like that. I got an email from someone. This is interesting. I want to see what you guys think. Of course, this weekend, not only is MegaCon, and by the way, we'll be in booth 204 and 205 at MegaCon, but as far as nerdy stuff, I know Jeff Kaufman didn't bring it up because he doesn't watch it, but the rest of the world, it seems like, watches Game of Thrones, and this the finale is this Sunday, which is a pretty big deal. And I got an email that's kind of related to it, and I want to see what you guys think about this. This is this is Trisha. She's going to get a prize from the prize pinata for sending me the email, and it made it on the air. You can always send me email, russ@wtks.com. And Trisha says, hey, guys, this is Trisha. I'm emailing you because all of my friends are telling me how great how great Game of Thrones is.
And Walking
Dead. And it's too late for me to start watching it, though. I actually don't know much. I don't know much of the spoilers, and when people talk about it in front of me, it sounds like a lot of information that I would need to know to watch it, right? So it's really not blowing it for me. Is it really too late to start watching anything on demand? I started watching. I started to watch Walking Dead a few months ago, and I'm all caught up. I found Carlos, she says.
Yay.
So why can't I do the same thing with Game of Thrones? My friends are saying there's just too much. What do you guys think? Is it too late to start watching Game of Thrones? Should I let this one just go? And I would say, let this one just go.
Is she trying to get caught up by Sunday?
She doesn't say by Sunday. She says in general, I guess. I don't get... Maybe she is saying caught up by Sunday.
If she's trying to get up by Sunday, then that must mean that she's not working, she doesn't do anything, and she could just stay at home.
I started the Walking Dead a few months ago, and I'm all caught up. I found Carlos, so why can't I do the same thing with Game of Thrones?
How many seasons is that?
Game of Thrones is 10 years of
it. You technically could do it. So by the time you got to Sunday, which would make the 76th episode of Game of Thrones, if you watched Game of Thrones for 19 hours a day, starting today, you could definitely make it. But you would have to watch 19 hours, because it's hour-long episodes. Well, actually, probably a little bit more than that, give or take, because it's a couple hour and a half episodes.
Are they all an hour?
They're all at least an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's 76 hours minimum of time you got to put in there.
No, she should do like what you've done in a couple times with this, is go down YouTube and go down those wormholes.
Yeah. I mean, that'll definitely entice her and tease her a little bit, but she seems to have the aptitude to be able to do this kind of heavy-duty binging. And thank you for watching Walking Dead. I really put Walking Dead and Game of Thrones on that same level, where it's like there's basically those are the two shows that a lot of people watch. And in our you have to know the storyline. You know, you can't just pop in and go, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, so if she watches the finale with her friends on Sunday, she's not gonna know what's going on.
I don't think she should do that though.
Yeah.
I don't think she should do it. It's really ruining what is being built over 10 seasons. Like it's blowing the biggest twist and turns. This season itself, if it would have been a weak season, I would have been like, just stick with Walking Dead, keep going. And every show, including Walking Dead, has its weak seasons
says she's
and
caught,
shows. Yeah.
She says she caught up to Walking Dead.
So she's on season 7 and 8, because those are my seasons. So
I started The Walking Dead a few months ago, and I'm all caught up. I found Carlos, so why couldn't I do the same thing with Game of Thrones?
I think she should. I think she
sounds
totally
like she has the time.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, yeah. To make it by Sunday would be almost ridiculous unless she has nothing to do.
Well, if she went through Sunday night into Monday morning,
okay,
she'd
you guys
be there
are
before it's out before you get the spoilers on Monday.
You guys are going with the logistically, like, you know, could you do it physically? But I'm saying, does she really want to? Do you really think?
Yes,
all 10 years has been great.
It sounds like she wants to by the fact that she committed to catch up with Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So to say that she doesn't want to, that's I don't think so. I think she's curious to see if she should.
I think she should. Honestly, I feel like I'm gonna go back and start watching the first season.
Oh, yeah?
Like, because I have gotten so much love for the season as it's developed that I know I just missed so much on the front end, and I still do the YouTube dive where I go to the Easter eggs and I go, ooh, I didn't know that. And it's just fun. It's a great story. It's great writing. It's on all levels.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Let's say Trisha wants to watch it with her friends this weekend, but she doesn't want to, 72, 80 hours of, the Game of Thrones. There are things on the YouTube that you can watch little recaps of each season. So could she just recap each season?
Okay, and then if she's going to do the recaps, if she's trying to do this because she wants to participate in the conversations that are going to happen on Sunday night and Monday, you're always going to be behind because there are just little nuances and little things that they're going to know that even the recaps don't cover.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So just
yeah.
sit out this one.
Yeah, I would not watch it Sunday. You're really ruining what is the whole amazing part of watching certain characters. I mean, right, Ryan Holmes? I mean, think about, I can't give anything away, but.
Well, because when you watch the show,
You want to go and watch the YouTube videos that explain kind of the book and the more background that they couldn't fit into that hour. And that's a fun part of it. And then by the time you get to it on Monday after your 72-hour binge watch, people are going to be talking about the minutia stuff that you can't go back. You can't do
it. Take your time with it. Take your time with it. Enjoy it.
Just accept the fact that you're not going to get to participate in the fun stuff that happens on Monday.
Right.
Okay.
Just sit out.
But okay.
Angel's already come to that fact. Yeah, he's good with it.
Would you tell Angel then? Let's say Angel, he's never watched it, and he's not planning on watching this weekend. But like, hey man, you got to go back and start watching Game of Thrones.
I don't know if Angel, did you like Lord of the Rings?
No, I don't like any of that.
Then it's probably not going to be your cup of tea. It's not like I was a huge Lord of the Rings fan, to be honest. Yeah. I actually have never seen The Hobbit, the new one, or whatever. I saw the old ones, but this is different. And there's a lot of boobs, Angel. There's a lot of boobs.
I've said this before, and the guy that used to hook me up, he moved out of the area, and that's the only reason I haven't been kept up with the last few seasons of Game of Thrones. But he would do the supercut of, and I would get all the sex scenes.
All the sex scenes.
That's the only way that I understand or know anything about this show. I don't know the context of the sex scenes. I don't know the lead up to it. I just seen the boobs.
I
watched almost every season, and it wasn't until about season 7 that I knew what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I literally was just like, well, looks pretty cool.
There were a couple seasons that I was kind of bored. There were a couple seasons that I didn't think that were that great. The past two have been really, 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 really good.
People say, oh, the last two have been the worst. You know, there's
really.
There's so many different haters.
How about this? What's this thing that we have in us, right? That like you want? She feels left out.
She has FOMO.
She feels like she's missing out on something, right? Some people have that. Other people don't. What is this thing that we like? I'm fine with the fact that I'm outside of this one.
Well,
I'm fine that with like when you guys are talking, I'm as a spectator sitting on the sidelines watching you guys engage and talking. That I'm cool with it. I don't feel the need that I need to be part of every social kind of thing that happens when it comes to entertainment.
It is funny to think about this. She's like, listen, I started watching Walking Dead a few months ago and I'm all caught up. She did that like it was a job. Okay, listen, I'm going to get caught up with Walking Dead. I mean, how many hours of television are you watching?
I'm glad you asked that.
16 episodes per season.
It would take you 5 days and 14 hours to watch every episode of The Walking Dead. Apparently, there's this awesome website called BingeClock.com that you can put in any TV show. It'll tell you how long it would take you to binge watch
it. So that's 5 days, but that's committed. Like episode after episode, no breaks for dinner.
No, that's no break. Oh, I'm sorry. 5 days, 23 hours. So it would take you from Sunday to a Friday.
I mean, you ain't got a job. You ain't doing nothing but
smoking out.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like the time. I mean,
18-year-old Carlos dream. I could have committed to that then. Like I look at that now, I'm like, I can't find 30 minutes to sit down and do something.
Someone on Texas
some good bud and some good food. I'll watch it.
If you just started watching last season and you just watched last season and this season, would that be enough to understand what's going on?
You really could. The last two seasons they were tightening it up as they went along because they had to, and you could get a pretty good idea as to what was going on and enjoy just two really good seasons.
I think so. Because Sunday night's going to be a big deal. Is it 2 hours? Is that what they said, Ryan?
I think it's 80 minutes.
Oh, eight. Okay,
80 minutes. Yeah. Which feels like I'm being cheated a little bit. This long in, and you're giving it.
You're saying that
minute...
you haven't even seen it yet.
I know it's going to be bad, and that's the thing, man. Like it's.
Wait, no matter how it ends, you're not going to be happy. Is what you're saying?
I think there'd be a big sect of society that won't be happy. I will be fine with this. This isn't going to be a lost situation.
I want it tied up in a bow.
Yes.
I don't want some ending shot.
You figure it out. It goes black.
Yeah,
and they play some
like HBO Sopranos. I get it because that storyline could continue.
Yeah.
You know, but you already pulled that trick once, HBO.
You can't do it again.
Don't do that again. That's an all-time classic series ender that is amazing, but I need it tied up in a bow.
Well, Trisha, I don't know if we have a definitive answer for you. Get caught up if you want to on the internet and enjoy it with your friends, or just say, you know what, I'm not watching this crap.
Yeah, you got to go all in or not at all.
Yeah, all in or not at all. All right, you're in a couple minutes, your chance to win $1,000 here. Listen for the keyword and text it at 200-200. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
From Real Radio.
I'd love to see you win that $1,000. Keep giving it a shot. We've given away $14,000 so far. Keep trying right through the News Junkie, which is after the Monsters. And then after the News Junkie, you got the Jim Colbert Show. Then after that, you got Tom and Dan. And after that, you got Real Laughs with Monster Comics. That's all today on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan all here today. So tell me if you guys think this is a good idea or a recipe for complete disaster, and I'm voting number two. I'm saying it's a recipe for complete disaster. They are starting they're calling a pilot program in Washington, D.C. Now, they have a problem in Washington, D.C. with people parking in bike lanes and crosswalks and bus lanes and in front of fire hydrants. And so what they've come up with is every neighborhood is going to have 10 residents who are going to have the ability to give people tickets. So that basically, these 10 residents will be given an app from the Washington, D.C. Police Department, and they'll be able to, they're the only ones, 10 people in each neighborhood, so you'd have 10 people in your neighborhood that could use the app, take a picture, and send it right to police and give you a ticket.
Oh,
good idea or bad idea?
That sounds great.
Get out of here with that. Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
Ugh.
Would you want to be one of the 10?
Absolutely not.
No, this is the Homeowners Association nonsense in action right here.
This is a fight ready to happen.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine you see your neighbor taking a picture of your car? You know, like, look, you're parked a little too over the, and then you're going to go out because it's not a cop. It's not an officer.
So,
you have less respect for them, and you want to run out and yell at, oh, it's just bad.
It wouldn't be. What I would be concerned about is not so much neighbor on neighbor. I think it's probably people that don't live in the area parking in your neighborhood, and then that causing confrontations and people having zero chill. We're having that issue with the parking right now as we speak in downtown Orlando.
Oh, really?
A couple weeks ago, they took some parking spaces in downtown and made it all strictly for food trucks on from Friday through the weekend, Friday night, Saturday night.
Gotcha.
A couple of those spots are right there. I think it's Central, right in front of Casey's.
Uh-huh.
And all weekend long, you had cars getting parked there, parking there that they weren't supposed to. On the meter, it says it's food truck parking only, but people were still paying, and you had people being issued $34 tickets while the food trucks were trying to park there. So parking is a weird thing, dude.
So if we had a citizen safety program in downtown Orlando where citizens, everyday citizens, could go around and give tickets to people, that just sounds like a bad idea.
Somebody ran up to me and just yelled, "This is a citizen's arrest."
Citizen's arrest.
I'm laughing, and then I'm fighting them, and then I'm leaving. Bye. That's ridiculous.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think we honestly would do a lot better with a collective responsibility with a lot of things, not just leaving it up on the cops. I put this in the terms of this. When I worked at the Ritz-Carlton, everybody there was allowed to handle any situation they wanted up to $10,000.
Right.
Okay? Whether it was a broken bottle of Dom Perignon on the floor, the janitor, the housekeeping staff could go, "Don't worry about it. I got it." And with zero management approval, nobody ever abused it. And it would handle situations immediately because collective responsibility within an anonymity is dangerous. But when you have it and you have a connected to a real person, they take it as a pride issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good thing. And we can responsibly keep ourselves safe. Now, but you have to get the right people involved.
I was gonna say, what's gonna stop like a George Zimmerman from being, you know, Mr. I'm gonna be a police officer?
He would probably do it 7 times in one day, and then you go, "Oh, okay, now we see you have an issue and we take it away." You see what I'm saying? Like, people will, if somebody abuses it immediately, they'll
show overzealous.
Is overzealous. They will shoot. That was the problem with George Zimmerman was he was the only dude there and doing the neighborhood watch thing and doing that. But now with technology, if it's connected to your phone, if you get points, if you get deductions, people are willing to do this. And I think we have to understand we have to keep each other safe. It's not just the police's responsibility.
Now, would you?
Yeah, but this is beyond this a safety issue or a neighborhood policing issue. This is parking. And if the city if the city itself isn't taking care of business itself and it's calling on the citizens to do its dirty work, because what you can handle, what Orlando could have done itself, for example, is put up better signage and better educating of the citizens before they went up there and ran with this, then that's something different. What they're asking, what it seems like Washington is asking its citizens to do, is to do for it what it won't do for itself.
Yeah, I can see that too. But I would rather have more police officers actually looking for crime than giving tickets to people who park.
That's a problem. The officers aren't looking for crime, and they're not doing this.
They're saying the reason they're doing this is because they've had several really bad incidents in the past couple months. Several cyclists have died. Pedestrians have died. They couldn't cross. They had to cross a street in a certain place because the cars were parked in the wrong place, and so they're trying to come up with a way to solve the problem other than hiring more police to give up more tickets.
I mean, what do we do now when somebody gets an injury? We crowd share. You know, we collectively put our money together. We get it out. And so I think that form of policing or more responsibility is a good thing. Does it have its issues? I'm sure it does. But I would feel safer if I knew more people were looking around.
Nothing for nothing. I could see Ryan Holmes being on the Homeowners Association.
You mean the Homes Owners Association?
Yeah, Homers. Yeah, and riding around in a little golf cart and telling on people for putting their hot tub in the front yard.
I'd be egging him every time he was driving through the neighborhood in his little golf cart.
Just throwing egg at
him? Whatever I could get my hands on.
But they're not going to be in uniforms. They're not going to be in golf carts. They're going to be coming out of the house and be like, oh, God, another idiot just parked over there. Let me walk over. Boop, you send it up thing. It's not going to be like, Citizens Patrol with like a hall monitor pass in elementary school.
That's what it'll be. An absolute power corrupts absolutely. So next thing you got, old Karen down the road, constantly just taking pictures of your car, uploading them to it. Yeah, you're right, Comrade Carlos. We should all be looking over each other in a surveillance society and not let anybody do that.
It works for North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
So I could see myself, you're right. If I got the option to do this, I would do this, and I would become immediately a terrible person. There's no way.
You would be the head of the HOA, because you know, back when I lived in the Springs, there's a guy, an old guy, and he's in a golf cart driving around. He's the head of the HOA, and if you've got weeds in your driveway, he's going to tell on you.
Oh, I'm not knocking on any doors. I'm leaving passive aggressive notes in the mailbox all the time.
They send you like an official letter from the Spring.
I'll become a notary just so I can do it myself. Oh, buddy, I would be the worst, and that's why you shouldn't let people do it, because I would become the dictator of Apopka and just going around stamping everybody. No, and I'd be taking bribes. Oh, I'd be so dirty.
So absolute power, you're saying, is going to ruin you absolutely.
Absolutely. Never give me even inkling of any power. Yeah, in fact, YouTube, you're off now. Bye. No more audio. Ha!
You
take
walk
that.
In that meeting, your beard covered in boogers. They'd never approve you.
I don't know, man. I think in this political climate, where suddenly anybody can do anything, I'm running for mayor.
Right?
Like, I
the paradigm has been just totally destroyed.
Longwood has a wrestler mayor. Apopka is a raccoon. We have a reality TV show president. Anything's possible.
We're going as cosplay.
Yep. Anything is possible.
Star-Lord.
I used to do things like when I was going to law school. I would I can't. There's things I can't go do. My friends are going to be idiots. They're going to take photos of it. I'm not going to do that. I could never get into politics.
Like what? What things did you not do because you were afraid you were going to be president?
Like
one
crazy
day?
Parties and stuff like that.
So you didn't go to crazy parties because you thought one day I might be president.
If a camera came out, I'd be like, nah. And a lot of people will tell you this, from that community, they're no cameras, no pictures, no nothing. Because they knew ahead of time all this stuff's going to be on social media.
Really?
But it seemed to matter in 2012.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I don't know. What can't you do? There's a Danish politician right now who advertises his campaign on Pornhub.
That's right.
Why not? Very popular site.
It's one of the biggest sites in the world.
Yeah, they're about to buy Tumblr.
Are they really?
They're about to buy Tumblr.
Well, Tumblr's pretty much dead, though.
Well, it's dead because they stopped allowing nudity. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, guess what's coming back to Tumblr? if they're bought by Pornhub, yeah.
I never used Tumblr. It's just like a very lame version of a blog.
You know what?
It was actually pretty cool.
I had Tumblr because when we first started posting stuff for the website, the only way I could post stuff was to put it on Tumblr, and then they would somehow they were able to put it up on our website. So I have a Tumblr account, but I'll never go to it.
Yeah, I've tried a couple. It's like Pinterest. Like Pinterest is really frustrating to me.
I've never used that.
When I do Google image searches,
I don't think I understand it.
I like this pin. I like that pin. And when I do Google image searches, I have to set it so it doesn't use Pinterest because you can't just use the image from it.
Right.
Like do a trivia or something. So I find it frustrating.
FML, man.
I'm basically an old person at this point. It's just me on Facebook hanging out.
So very frustrating life,
statuses. Bro. Yeah. It's hard to be me.
Are you doing any, I know you're going to be out at Ember on Friday. Are you doing trivia out there? Are you doing anything special? What are you doing at happy hour?
It's going to take a nap, really. I'm pretty tired. No, I'm good. Ember, last time I did it was really, really fun. So I'm actually looking forward to doing it again. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do MegaCon now, but we hung out, big table, big crowd. We were there till like 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
And the first 3 hours were fun, and I was told the other two were really good as well.
You just don't remember them.
Yeah.
So that's this this
once
Friday.
Once the clock's off, I'm done, right? Yeah. It's just my time.
Yeah, hell yeah. Do what you want. Three drinks for the price of one. It's this coming Friday, 4:30 to 7:30. Ryan Holmes will be out there, and that is Ember, which is a great place. And there's parking, you know, all over Ember. But I would get an Uber. I would get a car. I would get, you know, because you're drinking three drinks for the price of one.
Yeah, definitely Uber, take the train, do whatever you got to do, but come and hang out.
Did you see the story of dirty? This is dirtier than the toilet seat. They say the back of an Uber or Lyft is dirtier than a toilet seat because you got all those people there.
I think the cleanest thing in the world is now a toilet seat.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Everything is compared to the toilet seat. It's always worse than the toilet seat.
It's always worse. It's like, you know, your classroom, your desk.
I'm going to eat my dinner off my toilet seat for now.
Right,
be
exactly.
Very clean.
Where should I put my fries? Put them on the toilet seat.
It's the cleanest place in the house.
It's the cleanest place in the house. Yeah,
you lift the thing off, free water the whole time.
Exactly.
You can drink the water. It's fine.
Yeah. Cleaner than
the water in the tank is fine.
Cleaner than your tap water.
All right, when we come back, it's time for the heir to the King of Denmark. It's Ryan Holmes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. Breaking news. Monster breaking news. What is it?
September the 4th. Mark that day.
September 4th, okay.
Hard Rock Live.
Yes.
Baby Metal comes to Orlando.
That's breaking news.
I might have to take that Thursday off.
You know what? I wouldn't blame you, brother. So you've been talking about Baby Metal forever.
Yes. Baby Metal.
Yeah, that's the band Baby Metal. And they're a female band from Japan, and they sing metal songs. And are they hot?
I have no idea. There's small little Asian women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they're all small little Asian.
Baby. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they're small little Asian women.
I gotta look this up. I gotta see what I'm dealing with.
September 4th, you said?
September the 4th at the Hard Rock. Doors are at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss that show.
They're little. They're like kids. No,
I don't think they're kids. I think they're like teenagers.
Oh,
okay. I don't know.
They're kids.
Also, Hard Rock Live. If you're a Kiss fan, like I am, a part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's the Kiss guitarist, the original Kiss guitarist, Ace Frehley, will be at Hard Rock Live on October 27th, presented by the Monsters. I'm really excited about this. And look, if you're a Kiss fan if you're down in that area, Universal, that's when they're doing Halloween Horror Nights and everything. Like that'll be a great time at Hard Rock Live. Ace Frehley from Kiss will be there, so that's going to be kind of cool coming up at Hard Rock Live. Now it's time for Ryan, the King of Denmark.
Yes! Remix! Yeah! 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 Y'all, I'm the King of Denmark, here to leave my spark. Here we go, let's start.
Yeah.
Yes!
Huh?
What? Okay! Yes!
That's a bunch of different things.
What
I like it.
What are you doing?
There's a hip-hop remix of King of Denmark.
Yeah, Lil Denmark.
Lil Denmark.
Yeah.
I love Danishes.
Danish.
Damn, pale.
What?
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Danish. Yes.
We can do this all day.
It's fun. I literally thought about doing it for the next 12 minutes, and I think Russ would murder me.
Lil Danish is your rabbit.
Lil Danish in the house.
Only singing songs about fried fish.
Let's get Dane.
Yeah. We got a green zone. Can smoke weed there. It's not a crime. Not that gangster. Yes.
Oh, really? There's a green zone there?
Yeah, there's a no-law zone in Denmark. Like, there's, like, an area.
A no-law zone?
Yeah,
laws. There's no laws.
Look, if you've got a prime minister candidate who's advertising on Pornhub, you're going to have a no-law zone in your country.
So no laws at all.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like,
kind of like the Purge, like you can rape and murder and kill?
Well,
there are some laws.
Oh, it's okay. More of a set of guidelines.
Okay.
It's like the Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. No, it's not a Mad Max town in the middle of Copenhagen.
You said no laws, I was ready to move.
That, like, murder is definitely frowned upon.
Well, then it's not really no laws, is it? It's kind of lawful.
More of a set of guidelines. Once again, it's been a lovely day, guys. Thank you for hanging out with us, Orlando. And if you're listening to us now at 10:30, you ain't got no job, and that's life. I always think it's funny because, like, what is happening right now in most people's lives at 10:30?
They're preparing for lunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the chatter has begun. Hey, guys, at the office, if you're in a cubicle, it's begun. It started when they got there.
I've never had a lunchtime. So it's lunchtime in the office. Is that like you escape from prison
you
for a little bit?
You get to work, and the first thing you talk about is what are we doing for lunch? Lunch is the highlight of most people's day.
Yeah.
When I had Party World, what are we doing for lunch, guys?
Especially if you don't like your job that much, or it's a really hard job, or, you know, laborious kind of job, you're going to be looking forward to that lunch. You should go to Dustin's Barbecue.
All right. Yeah. Dustin's Barbecue is delicious.
We used to go to Quincy's.
Yeah, Big Fat Yeast Roll.
Big Fat Yeast Roll.
Oh, man.
Going to Quincy's.
Big Fat Yeast Roll?
Yeah.
You don't remember the Big Fat Yeast Roll?
I do not. Is that Russ's rap name?
It was amazing.
It really was so damn good. And the commercial would have a little fat yeast roll dancing. And it'd be like, and the commercial would be like, the Big Fat Yeast Roll.
That is awesome. And I need to find this in my life.
It was...
Do
delicious.
We find the Big Fat Yeast Roll song?
I mean, what place even has a comparable Big Fat Yeast Roll?
No, nowhere. The Big Fat Yeast Roll was its own thing, man.
Like a honey glaze, buttery, and it was so good.
Like Hops used to have? Remember Hops?
Yeah, that was a comparable.
Very similar to that. Yeah. It's funny, you know, I remember I realized when I had my business, we would go to lunch like every day, and I'd have a secretary who, you know, would handle... And I'm like, I'm basically paying someone to sit here so I can go eat lunch for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But we would go, and so lunch was the big thing, and it probably still is.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Well, then enjoy your lunch, America. That's what I'm saying. Proclamation number one. Russ, I'm worried about you, man.
Worried about what?
Just your lack of sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
your lack of sleep. When you're telling me that, like, you want to get whatever Michael Jackson had.
Yeah, propanol. Whatever it's called.
Propofol.
Propofol.
Propanol.
Propofol. You don't want to go down that road because you said it yourself. You don't actually sleep during them.
Yeah.
And I looked up a weird thing. Do you know scientists don't actually know
what sleep is?
How anesthesia actually even works?
Oh, really? They're like, all we know is you can't feel nothing.
Consciousness is a weird ass thing, man.
It is so that when I heard that, I was like, I'm never being put under.
When you say
ever.
They don't know how it works, what do you mean? You mean they know how it works?
They know that you take it and you fall asleep.
But they don't know why.
They don't actually know why. And they're saying the closest people to figuring out are scientists in Australia. I'm not trusting an Australian scientist.
No.
No. Wake up and he's like, are you having a good eye? No! Get out of here! I'm an Australian. For some reason, I've had a horrible accident. This is not good. And it's so weird. It's just like, yeah, they breathe in, and the closest they can come is your brain cells just sort of stop talking to each other for a little bit. And they don't know why.
But that's the video game. That's when you hit the home button, bro.
That's what I'm like. Like, I want to... I don't do drugs, but when I hear about things that like are like DMT, where like you live a whole life.
What's DMT?
DMT is tetranol. It's a high form of... well, we produce DMT in our body.
Different than DTF.
You produce it right before you die.
Yeah, and it's essentially like the highest levels of a psychedelic slash euphoric slash ayahuasca is also associated with that. I would like to try it one day.
I would, because you lived a whole lifetime. Like when I went under for the anesthesia, felt like I slept for like a month. And the total time for the surgery was like an hour.
Yeah. It's because that's why meditation is a great thing. It's a low form of disconnecting from your consciousness.
But meditation started to scare me recently. Like, I've been going on really deep dive meditations.
Me too.
And to the point where, like, I'm full on hallucinating.
Yeah.
Like, straight up hallucinating.
You're in the moment, man. Yeah, it's good.
I don't know if you have this experience when you meditate.
Okay.
But sometimes I get to the end. I know when the time is up, mm-hmm. sort of, and you're supposed to still sit there with your eyes closed for a little bit in the mm-hmm. kind that I do. And I try to picture the room I'm in,
mm-hmm.
and I open up my eyes, and it's always completely different than what how I pictured it.
Yeah, man.
you're laughing, but this is a real scientific thing that can happen.
Meditation is the best thing you can do for your body. It's better than sleep, all that. Russ needs meditation.
You need meditation.
He couldn't do it.
You know what?
You'd be laughing, giggling, like, no. This is stupid. I'll punch meditation.
Not everything works for everybody. Meditation works
for everybody.
Screw it.
Meditation and penetration.
Howard Stern meditates every single day.
That's okay.
I meditated this morning. Felt wonderful. I'll meditate later today around 12:31 for another 15 minutes, and it's genuinely one of the best things my wife and I do.
I just ran to meditation a little while ago, and I ran back.
Oh, my God.
I try
to
look up,
like, weird, like, stuff to help you out other than the stuff you have. There's, like, real stuff. There's, have you tried getting, blue-blocking glasses? They make that.
A blue blocker. No, I sleep in total darkness. Total darkness.
Yeah, but an hour or two before, you're supposed to, like, shut down and not actually look at any screens or any TVs. And you seem like a guy who's not willing to compromise there.
Nope. Sorry. Compromise. Whatever. A punch compromise.
You know, believe it or not, I really don't watch that much television, believe it or not.
But you're looking at a screen.
The news, yeah. I watch the news so we can have something to talk about the next day. But
you watch a lot of movies and TV. You watch a ton of that. You and Marilyn watch a lot. You always come in and you have to watch something new.
Yeah. I'll usually tell you what we did try to watch. But like yesterday, I don't think we watched anything. Just the news because there was nothing really, you know, caught her.
The news is sad.
Hot tub time. We do a lot of hot tub time.
Do you have a TV by your hot tub?
No.
That's the move you got to do. Nah. You got to get the TV out there.
No, you can't hear anyway because the hot tub's so loud.
No, you want a Netflix and boil. It's more fun.
Netflix and boil.
All right, well, look into that. That's my other proclamation. It's helped a lot of people. Sports athletes use these all the time. And the other thing is, I want to say this. We just talked about it. Stop comparing everything to a toilet seat. Because toilet seats are gross. There's literal poo-poo there.
Yeah.
There's a distinction between having something that has bacteria and microbes on it and then something that has straight-up poo-poo.
Right.
They say that just to get your, the back of a Uber car is just as bad as a toilet seat. They say that just to get your attention. It can't be accurate.
Every hand sanitizing bottle you touch is dirtier than a toilet seat.
Yeah.
I mean, there are weird ones, like elevator buttons. I'm pretty sure no one ever cleans those. But your phone is gross on its own.
There's the phone. They also say your remote control.
Did you know that most elevator door shut buttons don't work?
They don't work. It's a placebo.
A placebo.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? That
and walk signs a lot of the time. Yeah. Like if you're trying to cross the street, those don't actually work.
That allows you to give you that you know that they don't work. People are engineers just messing with us.
I know, man. But I only thought of the dirty thing on phones because, I cleaned my computer screen today, right?
And it looks like a new computer.
Thanks to Kaufman. Jeff Kaufman brought you some.
And it's beautiful. I'm super excited to actually use the computer again. It's not covered in snot or whatever.
You could have just cleaned that yourself.
No, I don't got time for that.
He's very busy, Russ. He's waking up in rooms he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave you, America, Orlando, the world, because there's people from Australia in our chat right now. I'm going to leave you with this fun fact. Your cell phone is nasty. You definitely should clean that because how many calories do you think if you were to lick your cell phone, how many calories would you consume?
I don't know.
I just made sesame chicken yesterday. And so
it's
I know
gonna have extra.
It's gonna. I just cleaned it because I was like, "There's a lot of raw chicken. Let me clean this up."
You say there's calories.
There's
on your phone.
There is calories. It's not a high number of calories.
11.
11. Okay, Russ, what do you think?
Six.
Six. Angel.
One.
One, Angel's actually the closest. Two calories if you were to lick your cell phone from top to bottom.
Damn.
Yeah.
The residue, the residual.
Yeah. This finger grossness and sebum, that stuff that's in your hair and all that.
Sebum?
Sebum, yeah. It's the oil in your hair and your hands.
Now you sebum, now you don't.
Yeah. So, America, if you're hungry, lick your cell phone. And so, it shall be.
Lick your cell phone.
All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and you always can catch us on our website at monsters.fm. We put new stuff up all the time that you'll like to check out, so go to monsters.fm. If you get a chance, hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Ryan Holmes, and Karina is here from Real Music Weekends. You know we're from Real Music Weekends. Hi, Karina, how you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
Oh, my God.
There's so many things going on that are in the Karina world.
Mind has been all over the place this week.
There's so much tea spilling everywhere. It's like a mad tea party.
I tell you everything.
It's too much.
I see certain things like, oh, Karina would like that. I saw Britney Spears' story. I know MegaCon. You love all that MegaCon stuff. And there was another thing that you wanted to bring up that I had no idea talking about.
Russ.
But it's funny because when I mentioned it, Carlos knew exactly what I was talking about.
Uh-huh. I'm updated by my wife, Megan. She keeps me...
So it's a girly thing?
It's YouTube. It's makeup. It's so many levels.
Makeup.
Let Karina explain because I forget the guy's name.
All right, let's set this up real quick.
Okay.
There's this 37-year-old... beauty guru on YouTube. She's very sophisticated. She keeps herself classy. She stays out of the
standard
drama.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Classy chick.
Yes.
Absolutely. You would love her. A woman. Yeah.
Absolutely. Her name is Tati, right? And she undertook James Charles, who is 19 years old, huge makeup artist,
a cover girl commercial.
How do you spell Tati?
T-A-T-I.
T-A-T-I.
You would love it.
Right, okay.
And you'd seen this guy in CoverGirl commercials. He's made it mainstream where he is this very femme, very gay, mm-hmm. super talented.
Yeah,
that's Tati.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then that's James right underneath.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So James was, I believe, the number one beauty guru on YouTube with over 16 million subscribers.
16 million subscribers.
Right.
That you can't sneeze at that number. That is an insane number. Okay, one
Angel
sneeze.
Angel just sneezed at that number.
One right, sneeze, great. He's allowed.
But
he
anyways,
has allergies.
Tati made a 45-minute YouTube video, and I watched the entire thing where she calls him out.
About what?
Ready?
Tell him. All right, here we go. We got promoting other brands that are not hers. So essentially, she has a vitamin brand.
Yeah, that's very
He promoted another vitamin brand.
Yeah.
And she's the one that started him out.
Oh, everything. Lifted him up. She wrote him. He wrote her to get involved with her. And she has promoted him over and over and over and made him the guy. It was like she was the... He had no... Yeah.
And then her husband, who works in the entertainment industry, spent hours of his time looking over his contracts.
Business.
So he can help him out and give him that extra leverage that he would need since he's so young and, you're impressionable.
Yeah.
So he goes along and then he promotes some other vitamin brand at Coachella and she gets pissed.
Right.
Yeah.
But beforehand, he was doing a lot of weird stuff behind the scenes that she just didn't agree with. She was tired of backing him up and defending him. And then this is a big thing on the internet.
You're not going to like this, Russ.
He was catfishing straight men into hooking up with him.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Young guys who are like still trying to figure out their sexuality. And he made it very adamant that he liked to go after straight guys.
Mm-hmm.
And in that world, there's a big no-no.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he's been called out from like every single YouTuber known to man. A whole bunch of people have unfollowed him, like Kylie Jenner.
He's lost like 3 million followers already.
Yes. I literally look at the sub count.
There are several live streams ongoing
right now
that show the countdown, Russ. He's gone, and it's literally like a rolling losing. He's losing subscribers, and she's gaining.
Now, like, yes.
Oh, I see it right there. So it's not because – it's because he was catfishing straight
pretty,
men,
that's
right?
The big part is that he's been very surreptitiously doing that, yes.
And he's kind of coming off as like a pretty not cool dude.
Yeah. A lot of people coming out saying, hey, I had to block him here. Hey, and look, how old is he?
He's 19.
That's my – if I have an issue with this – look, I really don't have a horse in this. It's not like I'm going to be upset. That's Tati.
And that's the woman who started it.
And she definitely put him on blast. He is 19.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but here's the thing, and this is indicative of these kids that become stars on this. They don't know how to handle. They don't know how to handle real world negotiations.
Right.
They don't know how to handle real world responsibilities and commitments. And when you sign contracts, what's the girl from South Florida, the Venezuelan girl? She got really big on YouTube, and what was the one that did like 7 second videos?
Vines.
She was real huge on Vines. She's from South Florida. Now she's in Cali, and she was really friends with another group of people. And she started.
Oh! I know. I think you're talking about Jake Paul, the girl.
Are you talking about Jenna Marbles?
Nah. Dang it, man. Anyway, what she did was that it was a girl that helped her out and boosted her up. Mm-hmm. She was playing around with the videos and liking and unliking and making these fake. Online profiles to get at Surti.
I do remember something about that.
Cost her a bunch of relationships. Like, they don't know how to handle real world stuff, so they go to doing these online kind of things, mm-hmm. and then it exposes them for the naive kids that they are.
Jeffree Star came out about it, and then PewDiePie with his 97 million subscribers did a video on it. And basically, what's happening is they're canceling people. You mess up, it's the term. We're going to cancel you. And so his subscribers and his overall kind of reputation has just been destroyed, even though he came out with a video apologizing.
So there was no backlash from Tati for going on and bashing him?
And there should be. Ooh. Because this lady...
Ooh, a word from the King of Denmark.
This 36-year-old woman got upset that her little protege advertised one other thing that wasn't her vitamin brands. The guy went out to grab some money. It's not an insult. It's not anything. And she went all bitter and makes a 45-minute video. And then
you're not listening to a word that was said. He broke a contract. He was contractually obligated to endorse her products. That's a commitment. That's a business deal.
Then she should have been an adult and took him to court, not be a little baby and pulled out a 45-minute video.
Hey, she had to promote those vitamins, too. You know?
I think sales have gone up. Because now I want to purchase them. I have no business.
This is definitely a two birds with one scone deal. Because
I appreciate your animal positive.
I'm very politically correct. Tati's brilliant at what she does. She's one of the best on YouTube, and she really has never had any drama at all. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she was like, look, her vitamins are supposed to be really good.
But she just expected loyalty from this guy that she had helped out.
Absolutely.
And you know what? A lot of times that can be your first mistake. Just because you help someone out does not automatically mean you're going to get loyalty from them.
See how it pans out for him, because he's going on tour. He's doing
tour.
This
what's
whole...
he doing
now? You know, all these YouTuber influencers, they get a lip sync track and they start saying, "I am a diva, I am the one," and they twerk, and then they have 16-year-old girls that go to the concert and scream. I know.
Can we work on that song? Right.
I am a beauty diva in a.
Everybody wants to be a star.
The story I was telling you guys about was Lele Pons. Lele Pons is from Miami. Her beef with Amanda Cerny and that whole YouTube kind of thing that happened, and it caused their rift.
Well, I think now Lele Pons is a singer, right?
She's trying. She's on tour right now, and she's the Telemundo tried to make her like the TV sensation. She's hosted a couple of war shows. Not like her strongest thing to be in front of a television.
No, most of them don't have the talent, but they have the following, and that's all that matters, right? At the end of the day, why do you have a performance? Well people are going to go see it, right?
Yeah. And we talked about the same thing with stand-up comics. I know we had a stand-up comic a couple weeks ago that was a YouTube sensation, but they usually don't do that well in the room, right?
I think Cameron Dallas, is that his name? Am I thinking of that? One of the first big influencers?
On Vine?
On Vine, and then he blew up, and then they did a tour where they literally were just screaming over over current hip hop songs and making millions and acting like it was there. Like, there was a documentary about it and it showed them like struggle, like, dude, we gotta keep the set list together. And it's like us getting together, be like, all right, I'm gonna do the Nelly song. And then you're gonna do like, and then they just believe their own crap.
Oh, geez.
You know?
It's funny if someone noticed it, that his apology video only has 614 likes. To 2.8 million dislikes.
And what does Tati have?
That's just his apology video. It only has 614 likes to 2.4 million dislikes.
The big thing, okay, is to me, 19 is still a kid, man. Yeah.
That's basically what she said. That's what I'm saying. In that world,
he's old to some of those kids.
They don't take account for age. In real life, what would have happened was someone had pulled him aside and said, listen, dude, you don't do that. This is what you do. But somebody would have talked to him behind closed doors. But in that world, the way that is, that's all. Everything is in front. If it doesn't happen in front of the camera, if it's not a YouTube post, if it's not an Instagram post, it doesn't count.
I mean, this rundown of watching his subscribers fall, and it's a live stream, and there are currently 3,600 people just watching this.
Including myself.
And you're my wife has updated me throughout the day. She'd be like, he lost another million.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's something sick about it. There's something emblematic about this of our society. And I don't know, but it's so good tea.
Thank you, Karina, for coming in. We appreciate you here on Real Music Weekends. This Friday, you can see Ryan Holmes. He's going to be out at Ember for 3-for-1 drinks, 3-for-1 happy hour. It's the greatest happy hour in downtown Orlando. 3-for-1 drinks, 4:30 to 7:30 with Ryan Holmes all weekend. I'll be at MegaCon. It's the first chance to get issue 3 of Jolly Jane, and I just saw it for the first time today with Carlos, and it puts the graphic in graphic novel.
I'll just say that.
And there's only going to be 300 of those issues made because the next step is to make the entire graphic novel. So if you want to get that issue, which could be a collector's item, you got to get it at MegaCon, and we'll be at booth 204 and 205 this coming weekend. Carlos?
Yeah, check me out. Check out, obviously, Monsters.fm for all the to the tops. But if you're going to be in Sonoya next week, there's a huge Walking Dead convention. I'll be out there the whole weekend. Go to Camp Merrimack on Instagram, and I'll be doing a movie tour. I'm doing stuff all weekend long. Hit me up at to the top, Carlos, if you're interested. It's going to be a really fun time.
Angel, you got what the hell's Angel listening to on Friday night?
It'll be Friday night on all social media platforms. Hit me up. It's official, Angel.
All right, stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then it's the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan. Real Last of Monster Comics. We're back tomorrow to do our thing. From Ryan, Angel, Carlos, and Karina.
And the leader of this mess of merry man, Russ, spilling the tea, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Swirls.
To win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.